KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
At Reading Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, $500? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway, that's the old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Reading Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit ReadingHeatingAir.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Don't wait. Let's get to work.
Reading Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Gold Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
The beautiful night of 85 degrees and clear skies here at Tiger Field as the Colt 45s are looking for the sweep here against the Watsonville Aggies on this Sunday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. Hello again, everyone. This is Jake Green here with you for the series finale. It's great to have you with us. We're going to have Scott Lewis with the national anthem here.
At the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. The love bursting in gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner o'er the land.
That was Scott Lewis with tonight's rendition of Our Nation's Anthem. Hello again, everyone. This is Jacob Green here with you for the series finale between the Reading Colt 45s and the Watsonville Aggies. It's great to have you with us here on a Sunday night edition, 85 degrees, clear blue skies overhead, and just a slight breeze blowing off the Sacramento River just a little east of us. We have the starting lineups here. We'll be Chase Phillips getting the baseball from Bob Anderson. Take that back. Yeah, Chase Phillips facing off against Ty Crawford. My apologies. Chase Phillips getting the baseball from Bob Anderson, who got an ejection last night, his first one of the year, and then So 50% of the time he gets ejected through two games now here for the Colt 45s. As the Colt 45s will be looking for the sweep here on this Sunday night. The starting pitchers last night were pretty decent all around. Lucas Pettingill went four innings of four hits, three runs, both all three earned with one walk and six strikeouts. Adrian Leone, five innings, three hits, one run, two walks, and five Ks for the Watsonville Aggies. He qualified for the win, but the late inning heroics of D'Amico Parker. There was two on with one out and a 2-1 count with D'Amico Parker at the plate. And he drove the pitch all the way over the left field wall onto the netting for the Colt 45s to earn the walk-off and stay undefeated on the year. There was a lot of Ks on the scorecard for the Colt 45s pitchers. They had a total of 14 strikeouts. Struck out 14 Watsonville Aggies. And the Colt 45 struck out 7 times last night. But the big old exclamation point on the scorecard was the fact that neither team had an error. And Watsonville left 10 on base. The Colt 45s left 8. There was a lot of runners left aboard. As we are looking to get underway here, the meeting out there at home plate looks to be wrapping up as Ken Nakagawa and Bob Anderson exchange a handshake with each other along with the umpires. We'll look to get underway as A.J. Lipava, the center fielder for the Aggies, will lead off. Followed by Cody Hartke in left. Amani Wilson will be the designated hitter tonight, batting third. Followed by Donovan Dominguez, the catcher, in the cleanup spot. And then J.J. Sanchez in right field. Followed by Rex Thompson. I'll be playing the hot corner third base tonight for the Aggies. Then Anthony Rael at first base. Followed by Joseph Tapia at short. And then Luke Miramontes rounding things out at second base. Let's play a Pava in center. Hartke in left. Wilson to DH. Dominguez, the catcher. Sanchez in right. Thompson at third. Rael at first base. Tapia at short. And Miramontes, the second baseman. For the Colt 45, it will be Tyler Zanizer leading things off. He'll be patrolling left field, followed by last night's hero, D'Amico Parker, in center field. And then Nicholas Caballero at third base, batting third, followed by Andrew Mora, the designated hitter, in that cleanup spot. Preston Conklin will bat fifth and play shortstop, followed by Bodie Joyner, the first baseman, giving Mora a rest out there defensively. And Rowan Brown, the catcher, will be batting seventh. Then Timmy Ayers in right field. And Mark Anthony Carroll will be back at shortstop where he started on opening night. At Zanizer in left, Parker in center, Caballero at third. Moore the DH, Conklin at short, Joyner at first, Brown the catcher, Ayers in right, and Mark Anthony Carroll at short. The battery mate of the catcher for the Colt 45s, Rowan Brown, will be the starting pitcher, Chase Phillips. As we look to get underway, Leia Pava in the on-deck circle concluding his warm-up swings as the final warm-up tosses from tonight's starting pitcher, Chase Phillips, will conclude. The Colt 45s donning the white sleeveless tops with the yellow sleeves underneath. And tonight's starting pitcher, Phillips, with the socks up high, the black socks up high. So he takes a couple of deep breaths, and he'll conclude his warm-up tosses along with the rest of the defense as they finish their warm-up. And we look to get underway here at Tiger Field. Under clear blue skies overhead for the 6'8", 250 out of Taft, California, large frame out there on the hill. Dan Boutwell will have the balls and strikes. Anthony Ortiz at first and Cam Reich at third base. As we are actually set to get going here right on time. Stepping into the box as Chase Phillips will peer in. Kicks and deals to the left-hand batter. Misses low for ball one. First pitch comes in at 7:14. And we are underway here from Tagger Field to the left-hand hitter. A.J. Lehapava patrolling center field tonight for the Aggies. Here's a line shot toward left-hand. As they're moving to his left, will squeeze it on the run. And that's the way our ball game begins. A line out by Lehapava to Zanizer in left. Now Cody Hartke to the plate. Hartke last night for the Aggies had the night off. Had a couple of at-bats on opening night for the Watsonville Aggies. He'll dig into the box from the right-hand side. Pant legs all the way down. He went 0 for 3 and reached on a fielder's choice on opening night. Takes a called strike one. Infield playing back just a couple of steps. Outfield straight up. Shadows just starting to cover the third base side in foul territory. This one's fouled off out of play over the first base dugout. Back toward the crowd over there. No balls and two strikes. For the right-hand hitting Cody Hartke. Now the 0-2. This is low. One ball and two strikes. Here's a 1-2 delivery from the first base side. Out of the windup, popped up, foul territory again, over with a look is Joyner, drifting and out of play. A trio of 45s over there, Joyner, Carroll, and Ayers. Just over with a look, and Mark Anthony Carroll losing his hat in the process. They make their way back to their places. One ball and two strikes with one out, nobody on here in a scoreless top of the first inning. We've just gotten underway. If you're just now joining us here on KCNR Shasta Redding, it's great to have you with us. The 1-2 is a ground ball toward the shortstop. Conklin diving for it off his glove, back line second base, skirts around the rim of the outfield grass, and safe at first will be Cody Hartke. Should be ruled an infield single, possibly. We'll see what the word is from Chad Johnson, and it will be ruled an infield single. A crowd of around 100 here tonight with some more filtering in slowly but surely. Amani Wilson to the plate, right-hand hitter. He went 2-for-5 on opening night and then went 1-for-4 last night, but tayed three times. Did have a sacrifice fly, though. Open stance for the righty. Fouls this one off the mask of the catcher, Brown, for strike one all the way back toward the screen. Now with the new baseball, there's the 0-1. Runner goes, taking outside, throw down to second base is on the left field side, and stealing second base is Cody Hartke. Brown got crossed up a little bit there. Had to make a strong throw off the back foot with not a lot behind it. And just ended up being off just a bit. It's taken for a strike. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball waved at. Strike three. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night to Amani Wilson. So he's down on strikes for out number two. Now Donovan Dominguez, the catcher, to the plate. Dominguez got some burn last night. Took it back the night before. Somewhere on my scorecard, I believe he was a pinch hitter at some point, or a courtesy runner. Got to dig through my notes here. I take that back. Maybe he was not. Definitely recognize the 32. He was a pinch hitter at some point last night. My memory proves correct, but I remember with the red top and the hood jersey underneath. Just missed it on my scorecard, unfortunately. Second pitch to him. Just misses for ball two. So two balls and no strikes to Donovan Dominguez. Now the 2-0 out of the stretch from the righty. It's fouled back to the screen. Two balls, one strike, two out. Scoreless top of the first inning here at Tiger Field. Just getting underway and a scoreless top of the first. Now the 2-1 on the outside corner for strike two. Two balls, two strikes with two outs here in a scoreless top of the first inning. The 2-2 from the righty, Chase Phillips. Just up and away. Just barely off the plate. It's about belt high. Now the count fills at three balls and two strikes. The payoff pitch just misses. I'll put runners at first and second. And some dismay from the fans back behind the plate. Dan Boutwell getting some words thrown at him. It's the Watsonville Aggie team that played 14 times last night, thanks to the four pitchers for the Colt 45s as we get a courtesy runner out there at first base. Now the left hand hitting J.J. Sanchez to the plate. Is the first pitch from Phillips. And a balk called. And that has been the theme of the last couple of games. That's the third balk called on Colt 45 pitchers in the last two games. So that moves runners up, the runners up to second and third, both in scoring position now. However, with two outs, no double play was in order regardless. There being two outs, no need to get one, rather. So first pitch now misses up and away after that last pitch did not count due to the balk being called. Ken Nakagawa over there at third base with some words of encouragement to his left-hand hitting right fielder. It's J.J. Sanchez. Open stance for the lefty at the 1-0 right on the outside corner at the knee to level the count out at one ball and one strike. Five walks were issued last night by Colt 45 pitching as well. Five free passes. Here's the 1-0. Just off the plate. Was right there at the knees, but off the plate. Two balls and one strike and a scoreless top of the first. Chase Phillips kicks, deals the 2-1. Check swing and appeal. And the answer is yes. He went around on the swing. Now the count evens at two balls and two strikes. Getting no wind out here. Those flags to the right of the 406 sign are completely still. So 2-2, swing and a miss. And a couple of K's in the inning as the Aggies threaten, but they fail to score a single and a walk. Stolen base along with it, but they strand a pair aboard. We're scoreless with the Colt 45s coming up in the bottom half. Tonight's game is sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery. Thank you, Gold Leaf Nursery, for sponsoring tonight's action right here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. With planting a backyard garden or sprucing up your whole property, Gold Leaf Nursery has the quality plants, trees, and expert advice you need to make it grow right. Gold Leaf Nursery has been exceeding expectations since 1975. That's Gold Leaf Nursery.
Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24-inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived. The good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Durst Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Welcome back, everyone. It is the bottom of the first inning here on KCNR. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us. We have Alex Parker back in the studio engineering things for us with the music and the ads and everything. Special thanks to him getting his first burn with some cool 45s baseball last night and tonight.
Hey, thanks, man.
At the helm with David Wiley and learning everything from our producer the last couple of years and even this year as well. So we'll be splitting time this year. Looking forward to it. Getting just a different taste of different producers that they get to get some burn and help out with some baseball games, bring to everyone tuning in the best brand of baseball we can possibly muster, which we always shoot for that major league level or better, especially here on KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNRradio.com. Always a pleasure to bring everyone some baseball here during the weekend on these beautiful summers, taking a break from the long season of calling Simpson University Redhawk sports and get to hop on the radio, a little bit of a different vibe overall. As Tyler Zanizer will lead things off here in the bottom of the first, a scoreless ball game. First pitch swung on and missed for strike one from the righty Ty Crawford of the Watsonville Aggies. Ty Crawford getting the baseball from head coach Ken Nakagawa tonight out of Santa Rosa College. Now this one misses even if the count of 1-1. Santa Rosa Junior College down there back where I'm from, right near there. The 1-1 swung on and missed for strike two. Got him to chase it away. 1-2, a native of American Canyon, California, just south of Wine Country. Here's the 1-2. This is low with the heater. So count evens at 2-2 here. Bottom of the first of a scoreless ball game. We've just gotten underway on a beautiful Sunday night for baseball. 85 degrees at first pitch. Clear blue skies overhead and no wind as this pitch swung on and missed. Chased the breaking ball away for out number one. I will bring up D'Amico Parker, last night's hero. On the line shot to left over the head of the left fielder, Williams. He had two runners aboard, and he was the winning run at the plate. Punched it over that yellow wall out there above the Umpqua Bank sign and Holiday Market signs. And it was just the right amount for the Colt 45s to walk away with a W. So we'll step up to the plate now, and home plate umpire Dan Boutwell talking with Bob Anderson over here on the near side. Not sure exactly what about. If I hear anything, I'll let everyone know, of course. I think they were just making sure they had everything right on the lineup card. Not quite sure. Couldn't tell you. Now, Parker will step back into the box. First one misses just a bit low for ball one. There's a 1-0 out of the windup from the righty working from the first base side, right through the heart to even the count up at 1-1. There's a 1-1. Swing and miss, waved at. Chase it outside. 1-2. A little bit of a quieter night at the ballpark because the 1-2 fouled up and away out of play. Back toward the parking lot. And just misses one of the cars out there. Close call. The 1-2 delivery. There's a little chopper toward the second baseman waiting for it. Miramontes' glove slips to first in time. A quick 4-3 put out. Miramontes played that secondary hop quite well. Waited for it, and then a snap throw to first in time as Nicholas Caballero will step up to the plate for the 45s. Caballero last night went 1-for-4. A sharp line out to the right fielder Kawada, who made a great play on it. Two outs, Sox up high for Caballero. The Aggies with the white bottoms, red tops with the white script across the chest. First pitch to the right-hand hitter. Off speed in there for a called strike one. Now the 0-1, leg kick, the pitch. Just misses inside. Now the 1-1 infield and outfield playing straight up. Foul back off the pole, and Kieran's to the first baseman and makes a nice pick. It's Anthony Rael over there. Great job. Off the farthest pole that's holding up the netting as the screen back behind home plate. Caromed right off of it. Right off the square post. Caromed right off of it. Bounced straight at the first baseman, who's standing just barely in the sun. Shadows covering about 50% of the field, with parts of left field and then center field, right field, first and second base in the sun. There's a 1-2. Swing and a miss chase to high cheese. And down on strikes is Caballero. Cole 45s go 1-2-3, and at the end of one, we're scoreless here on KCNR Shasta Redding. Whether you're planting a backyard garden or sprucing up your whole property, Gold Leaf Nursery has the quality plants, trees, and expert advice you need to make it grow right. Gold Leaf Nursery has been exceeding expectations since 1975.
Nursery spring sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Durst Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course. Gold Leaf Nursery spring sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Durst Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Hi everyone, welcome back. It's a ground ball toward the shortstop, gliding to his left. Conklin makes the strong throw to first in time for the 6-3 putout. Now number one, as that will bring up Anthony Rael, the first baseman. It's on an 0-1 pitch to Rex Thompson. Now the pitch to the righty just misses. It was over but low for ball one. 6, 7, and 8 were due up. With one out, it's just Rael and then Tapia on deck. So 1-0 is a line shot past the third base and fair down the left field line. Rounding first, headed for two is Rael. Over to dig it out in the corner is Zanizer. Throw into second base is... It's time! The tag applied by the shortstop Conklin is in time. And that is out number two. Tyler Zanizer, the Palisadro native, with a strong throw from the corner all the way underneath the 320 mark out there. Nabs Rael trying for two. What a play here in the top of the second inning, now with two outs. First pitch to the right hand hitting Tapia. It's called for a ball. There's a 1-0. Check swing, doesn't matter, catches the bottom of the zone. Right at the knees to even the count out at one ball and one strike. There's a ground ball up the middle, gliding to his left. Mark Anthony Carroll throw in a spin move to first is not in time. Sensational effort, but just not quite enough on it to get there in time. Fantastic effort by, again, tonight's shortstop for the 45s, Mark Anthony Carroll. As Luke Miramontes to the plate. Takes a called ball. And we've seen two games now. Carroll played second base last night, was at short on opening night on Friday. He's made some dazzling efforts over there at short and a huge secondary lead by the runner on first, Tapia. That is the second infield single, though, today. No one count on Miramontes. Out of the stretch. Swing and a miss. Waved at it for strike two. Umpire holds up the 1-1 count, I believe. This one misses upstairs. One ball and two strikes is now the scoreboard is going to be correct. Some difficulties out there with it. There's the 1-2 delivery with the runner on first being held on by Joyner. This is low and away. This count moves to two balls and two strikes. Three balls and two strikes, rather. Set to deliver the payoff pitch is Chase Phillips, the righty out of the stretch. Runner goes, waved at, and it does not matter. Down on strikes goes Miramontes as one hit. They fail to score. The Watsonville Aggies leave one aboard as we are scoreless after 1.5 headed to the bottom of the second inning here on KCNR. Tonight's game is sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery. Whether you're planting a backyard garden or sprucing up your whole property, Gold Leaf Nursery has the quality plants, trees, and expert advice you need to make it grow right. That's Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery has been exceeding expectations since 1975.
Nursery spring sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the bottom of the second, as the lights have come on here at Tiger Field, but a very long ways away from taking full effect. Shadows just now starting to fully enrapture the field, with some sun splotches out there at second base and right around the actual second base bag, and then right field pretty much fully in the sun, along with deep center field all around the outfield. 406 straight away, 370 to right center. Here's the first pitch of the left hand hitting Mora, taken outside for ball one. 320 down the left field line, 310 down the right field line, and then to left center is 358. Wines and deals, the 1-0, right there on the outside corner. Even the count out at one ball, one strike. Andrew Mora facing off against Ty Crawford, who got the baseball tonight from Ken Nakagawa, the manager of the Watsonville Aggies. The leg kick, the 1-1, misses upstairs for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Bottom of the second of a scoreless ball game here tonight. As we just got underway, as Mora leaning back out of the way of this one. Mora last year led the team in walks and home runs. Walked a total of 31 times, had 38 RBIs to lead the team as well. Here's the 3-1. Just off the plate outside as he works the free pass. Not lead the team in home runs, rather. He had two. Led the team in walks and RBIs. So he walks on this 3-1 pitch. We have that first base. He had a stolen base on opening night. Now it's the right-hand hitting Preston Conklin, the second baseman for the Colt 45s here tonight. Around a bunt. Beauty right up the third baseline. Glove throw off bounce to first, drop by the first baseman, Rael. Great play by Thompson, and caroms away toward the rim of the outfield, grass and shallow right, and taking third base is Andrew Mora. The sacrifice bunt works and does a little extra damage as Conklin is aboard. That puts runners at the corners with nobody out. It might be ruled an E5, although it was in and out of the glove of the first baseman, but I don't know if it was in time necessarily. It would have been a bang-bang play over there at first. It was a thing of beauty about halfway up the third baseline, staying on the grass to keep it as a slow roller and in fair territory as the right-hand hitting Bodie Joyner to the plate with first baseman tonight for the 45s. With that 6'4" frame out of McKinleyville, California and the University of Jamestown. Takes one out of the zone for ball one. Working from the stretch now is Ty Crawford. From the first base side, runners at the corners. This is away, back pick down to first base. Absolutely slung down there by Dominguez, but not in time. Back standing up was Conklin. The Aggies are a team that has tried a lot of back picks. So it's an 0-2 count on Joyner now. And he's two games. Check swing, outside corner, appeal, and goes around on it. Called strike three, actually, on the outside corner, and gone a-looking is Bodie Joyner. This is the third K for Ty Crawford. Now it's the left-hand hitting Rowan Brown. Left-hand hitter, even stance. Runners take their leads from first and third. Mora at third, and Conklin. There's a chopper up the middle, glove by the second baseman. Glove flip to the shortstop on the bag. It's second flip to first is not in time. Coming in to score is Mora, and safe at first on the hard 90 is Rowan Brown. Reaches on the fielder's choice, but Conklin erased on the 4-6. It was in the glove of a second baseman Miramontes, flipped it to Tapia with the glove, but on the transfer throw to first, just not quite enough mustard on it to get it there in time. So Rowan Brown will get a courtesy runner out there at first base. It's going to be the two of Tyson Bragg. So runner at first with two outs now. Brown reaches on the fielder's choice. Bragg now the courtesy runner for the left-hand hitting Tim Timmy Ayers. Now the umpire makes some adjustments on his scorecard. Make sure he has that right. Eric Winchester coaching first. John Downey coaching third. For the 45s, both with the Black Sox up high. So righty deals off speed on the inside corner. Might have just been the heater darting in. Some great movement to it. Coming set from the first base side is Crawford. Throwback on over to first. Not in time. Diving back with right hand is Bragg. Now peering in. Bent at the waist. Glove up near his shoulder. Comes set. The 0-1 delivery. There's a heater inside to even the count up at one ball and one strike. With two outs here in the bottom half of the second inning, a 1-0 ball game now after Mora came around to score courtesy of that walk and then the infield single on the bunt. And then the fielder's choice. Two balls and one strike. That's one of those things that we saw on opening night. Cole 45 is taking advantage of the walks and hit by pitches. Led to a lot of offense. They exploded for 13 runs. This one catches the bottom of the zone right on the outside corner to even the count at two balls and two strikes. Versus last night where the offense was a little bit slower. They had five hits and they only walked two times. Walked three times, were hit three times, actually. I take that back. My math was a little bit off there. And then the night before, seemed like they got on base just infinitely via the free passes and errors as well. There was three errors by Watsonville. They had about eight free passes total. The 2-2 just misses with the breaking ball to fill the count at three balls and two strikes. Total of three walks and then I believe four hit batsmen. Now the payoff with two outs. Runner goes and it's taken low for ball four. They'll put runners at first and second. The second walk issued. The second walk in the inning. A walk, a single, looking strikeout, a fielder's choice, and then another walk will bring up the right-hand hitting Mark Anthony Carroll, who's a returner from last year. Carroll, last year with the 45s, 294, 32 hits, 20 RBIs, 5 doubles. He was tied with John Handy for the team lead, and then 11 of 14 for stolen bases. Takes the first pitch for a ball. Now, here's the 1-0. It's popped up toward the first base and back behind the first base bag. Now in field territory, drifting toward the first base coach's box, and will squeeze it for the out and the side is retired. One run on one hit. 45 strand, a pair aboard. It's 1-0 through two complete here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Whether you're planting a backyard or garden or sprucing up your whole property, Gold Leaf Nursery has the quality plants, trees, and expert advice you need to make it grow right. They're at 6186 Churn Creek Road here in Redding, or you can give them a call at 530-365-5383.
Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24-inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees. Many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees. All on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived. The good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year after year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
A pitch to A.J. Lehab. Fava grounded up the middle, gliding to his right as Conklin on the backhand. Strong throw to first in time for the 4-3. That's out number one here in the top of the third inning of a 1-0 ball game that the Colt 45s lead with Chase Phillips out there on the mound. Now the left fielder Cody Hartke to the plate. He singled his last time up. He'll step up to the plate. First pitch, strike on the outside corner. The 0-1 on the outside corner for a called strike two. Quickly in an 0-2 hole is the 0-2 delivery. Swing! Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Slams the door, blows the heater right by him for his fourth K of the night. Chase Phillips. Now facing Imani Wilson with two outs. As Imani Wilson with a slightly open stance from the right side, deep in the box. Ground ball toward the shortstop, Carroll, gliding to it, moves, throws the first in time for the 6-3, 1-2-3, go the Watsonville Aggies here in the top of the third inning, 1-0, the Colt 45s lead through 2.5 here. Tonight's game sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road here in Redding, California. Or give them a call at 530-365-5383. Whether you're planting the backyard, garden, or sprucing up your property, Gold Leaf Nursery has a quality plant, tree, and expert advice you need to make it grow right. They've been exceeding expectations since 1975. Give them a call today at 530-365-5383.
Gold Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees. Many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees. All on sale 20% off. Spring has sprung and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived. The good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year after year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Durst Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Bottom of the third inning here from Tagger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us. If you're just joining us, 1-0, the Colt 45s lead. They got that lone number back in the bottom of the second. The top of the order due up here with Zanizer, Parker, and Cabareo due up for the 45s to face off against Ty Crawford of the Watsonville Aggies. There's the first pitch from the righty out of the windup. Kicks, deals, breaking ball just a bit upstairs for ball one to the Palisadro native who threw out Anthony Rayo trying to get the two-bagger. That was back in the top of the second inning. Here's a 1-0. It's a heater right on the inside corner and on the hands to even the count out at 1-1. Zanizer dug it out of the left field corner right below that 320 mark, made a strong throw in where the tag was applied by Conklin. Here's the 1-1. Swing and miss for strike two.
Now Xanazar is going to step out, adjust his batting gloves, regather himself, dig back in. Wins his stance. Here's the 1-2. Fouls it up and away into the parking lot to hold the count at 1-2 as the ball carries back where the security guard is going to try and make a nice little barehanded play on it. And then bounces out of the hand. That'll be an error on the security guard. The 1-2, check swing, low and away. And they say it went off the end of his bat. The catcher held on. And Xanizer down on strikes. So a check swing, foul tip, and Xanizer K's for the second time tonight. Now D'Amico Parker to the plate. Can have that 3-run homer to walk it off last night. There's the first pitch to him from the righty Crawford. Misses low and away for ball one. 1-1 and no strike. Shadows covering pretty much every part of the field now. This one's hit in the air toward right center, and it will fall for a base hit. Up the alley where it's cut off by Leah Pava out there. And again, D'Amico Parker, the exit velocity off that bat, you can hear it. It's just different than how everybody else has been hitting the ball this season. And it proved last night, proved to be a fact last night as well. I mean, as Caballero will step up to the plate. So first pitch to the righty with the even stance, socks up high from the right-hand batter's box. Parker dancing off the bag at first, being held on by Rael as this one misses for ball one. There's the 1-0, misses low and in for ball two. As Caballero does a little dance, now he'll dig back into the box. 2-0. With one out. This one's fouled off. Here's the 2-1 delivery with one out. Misses low and away for ball three. 3-1. Cabrera's going to regather himself, steps back in, taps the plate with his bat. Now readies. Runner on first. Clark takes a bigger lead over there. Now he's going to go. As this one's chopped foul, goes off the plate off of Cabrera, caroms into foul territory. The count will hold at 3-2. D'Amico Clark being held on. Now dusting off the plate will be Dan Boutwell, the home plate umpire. 3-2 with one out. He'll make his way back behind the plate, giving Caballero a little bit of time to just shake that off. 3-2, 1 out. More on deck should the inning continue. 1 out, so the Aggies are a double play depth shaded up the middle. Clark is going to make his way back to first after Ty Crawford. The righty steps off the rubber. Now peers back in, bending at the waist glove, up near his front shoulder, right arm dangling to his right. Now comes set glove of the belt. Kicks, deals the payoff. Foul back to the screen, and we'll do it again. This time with a new baseball. 3-2, 1 out. Clark being held on at first. The light's on here at Tagger Field, but a long ways away from taking full effect with shadows covering all of the field apart from some sun splotches out there on the outfield walls, including the batter's eye around the 406 mark in straightaway center field. Here's the payoff with one out. Crawford comes set, kicks, deals the payoff again, bounces it in the dirt.
That will put run that first second.
Gacy and Hart, Shasta ready.
Or he walked his first time up tonight. That was back in the second inning. So battled and ends up getting a free 90 feet out of it.
First to the plate, designated hitter, number 25, Andrew Mora.
Andrew Mora to the plate. Tonight's designated hitter getting the night off defensively. Runners at first and second. There's a first pitch. There's a line shot toward the shortstop. Backhand goes to third to get the lead runner, and Clark will be forced out. Everyone else is going to be safe.
6-5.
So 6-5. Fielder's choice. As Cabrera moves up to second, and Mora safe at first on the fielder's choice. First pitch swing, so line shot to Hopper. Great decision there by Tapia to go to Thompson at third, get the lead runner. The infield playing behind the runners now with no need to get a double play for the right-hand hitting Preston Conklin, who watches the first pitch strike right at the knees. You're with two outs, bottom of the third, a 1-0 ball game that the Colt 45s lead. Now the 0-1. Breaking ball misses low and in. Count levels out at 1-1. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. Here's a 1-1, misses upstairs. KCNRradio.com, my apologies, it's our old website. 2-1 to Preston Conklin. With two outs, Crawford peers in, gets his sign from Dominguez, the catcher. 2-1, this is low, 3. Having a little bit of a difficulty locating the zone. Three and one. Conklin digs back in. Even stance for the right-hand hitter. The 3-1 delivery is a line shot at the second baseman, who will squeeze it. Miramontes with the nice job snaring the line drive. Four, out number three in the side is retired. The Colt 45s. Threatened, but they fail to score as they leave a pair aboard here in the third. It's 1-0 through three here from Tagger Field. Tonight's game is sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road. Give them a call today at 530-365-5383. That's Gold Leaf Nursery. They have quality plants, trees, and extra advice you need to make anything grow right. That's Gold Leaf Nursery. They've been exceeding expectations since 1975.
Gold Leaf Nursery spring sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Type in the chat. Two balls and no strikes. Now 2-1, as that one is right through the heart, or called strike one. This one popped up, but over for a look, it's out of play.
even the count up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two and two with nobody out. This one misses inside for ball three. I'll fill the count up at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the payoff to the right-hand hitting catcher. It's a chopper up the third baseline. Fair. Cabrera charging. Throw off. Bounce to first. A little bit high and off the bag comes Joyner. It's a little bit high and down the line for the 5-3 being no good and the infield single for Dominguez flying down the line. He'll get a courtesy runner. He's the catcher tonight for the Aggies. So run on first here with nobody out. The Colt 45s will move to double play depth. Left-hand hitting right fielder J.J. Sanchez to the plate. He struck out swing his first time up. Runner not going, fouled off the mask of the catcher in the thigh of the batter Sanchez for strike one. So an 0-1 count. There's the 0-1. Off the first base side, out of the stretch, little poker, line drive to the shortstop, Mark, and then a Carroll throw back to first base, the extension, but it's dropped by the first baseman, Joyner, who had to reach for it. His foot was going to come off the bag, regardless, just to corral that baseball. It was a little bit offline. The runner was breaking on the play. The Donovan Dominguez's courtesy runner had to make his way back on the line out. Now Rex Thompson to the plate, who grounded out to Mark Anthony Carroll his last time up. With one out, runner goes, huge jump, and it's fouled off back to the screen. Unfortunate right there for the Aggies, trying to get a runner in scoring position. As Charlie Kawada is the courtesy runner. Last night and opening night's right fielder, who had that nice sliding play in the seventh inning last night. Correction, eighth inning, I believe. This one's popped up out of play back toward the parking lot for strike two to Rex Thompson. The Colt 45 is looking 4-2 on the infield. Now the 0-2 as Phillips kicks, deals, it's chopped toward third again, a slow roller, charging as Cabrera throws off, bounce to first, pick at the other end, not in time! Another bang-bang play on a slow roller toward Cabrera at third, not in time, and everyone's going to be safe at first and second base. Another infield single will bring up Anthony Rael, who was thrown out at second base his first time up on that ball down the left field line where Tyler Zanizer threw the ball to Conklin on the bag at second in time to apply the tag. Right-hand hitter. Runners at first and second, the infield playing behind them. First pitch to the righty is bounced in there. Brown unable to find it, carries up the third baseline, strong throw to second base, and coming off the bag is Mark Anthony Carroll to keep that baseball from going into center field. As both runners move up 90 feet on the wild pitch that was bounced in there. And now with one out, there's two runners in scoring position for the Aggies. The go-ahead run at second base. So first pitch to Phillips. It's chopped toward him, but called foul. It was chopped again in no man's land between home and third. About halfway up the third baseline, right on the grass. Here's the 1-1 delivery now to the right hand, hitting Rael with one out. Hit in the air toward left. It's hit a ton. Zanizer with a look, and it is gone onto the streets. An absolute moonshot from Anthony Rael. And just like that, it's a 3-1 ball game. Anthony Rael barreled it out over left field and tags it. And it's 3-1 now here in the top of the fourth inning. Here with one out will be Joseph Tapia to the plate now, the shortstop, as Eric Winchester is going to go out to the mound and chat things up with the whole infield. And now the whole Colt 45 infield gathered on the pitcher's mound, just having a little confabulation. Get them all back on the same page and chat things up. With one out, now nobody on after the 3-run shot from Anthony Rael. And this weekend, that ball has been launched. Got 3 home runs from Mora, now Rael, and then also last night Tomiko Parker. But the exit velocity from these bats has been sensational. And again, with the wooden bats. Now it's the right-hand hitting Tapia digging in. Tapia last night pitched the final 4 innings, allowed 2 hits and 3 runs. Those 3 runs was, in fact, the walk-off 3-run shot. First pitch right down the pipe for a called strike 1 right down Broadway to the shortstop, who singled back in the second inning. He's 1-for-1 tonight. This one misses for ball 1 to even the count up at 1-1. Now the 1-1 with one out. The line shot toward right, giving chase his Ayers, and it's going to land fair, right? Bouncing off the 310 mark. Strong throw in is going to be on a hop. The relay, the tag, not in time. Diving in with the right hand. The tag applied by Mark Anthony Carroll was not in time. Ayers with a strong throw to Conklin on the relay. But Carroll unable to apply the tag in time, and a couple of extra base hits puts a runner at second base with one out for Luke Miramontes, who struck out swinging his last time up. There's the first pitch to the left-hand hitting Miramontes from the righty Chase Phillips. Kicks and deals, showing bunt as Miramontes pulls it back. It's called off the plate outside for ball 1. And now the appeal to third, the late appeal by Boutwell to Ken Reich, the third base umpire. And no on the appeal. So a 1-0 count on Miramontes. There's a 1-0. A fastball in the inside corner to even the count up at 1-1. The corners crashing the boards, Caballero and Joyner. From third and first, moving in case of a bunt from Miramontes. Middle infielders Conklin and Carroll at second and short, shaded up the middle with the runner on second. Here's the 1-1. Around a bunt, Miramontes misses it. Called strike 2. 1-2 to the second baseman. Here's the 1-2 to the lefty. Late kick, the pitch on the outside corner, ring him up, strike 3 called. Now 2 gone with the runner at second. You're in a 3-1 top of the fourth inning. Bob Anderson's going to come out and chat things up with the whole infield. He's actually going to go to the pen here with 2 gone and the runner on second. So to go through the lineup for the third time, it will not be Chase Phillips. It will be
someone else on in relief when we return after this quick break here on KCNR Shasta Redding. Looks like the southpaw will be Tyler Shepard to face off against the top of the order with two outs, and the runner on second will be Leha Pava facing off against the lefty Tyler Shepard when we return after this short break here on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Gold Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Durst Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back here to Tiger Field. Tyler Shepard concluding his warm-up tosses for the 45s. He had an outing back on opening night, where he followed up Aaron Bahan with 2 1/3 of one-hit baseball. He did not walk anybody, but struck out 3 in that outing, that relief appearance of 2 1/3. He'll take things over here to face the top of the order. Tyler Shepard, the Simpson University Red Hawk. Got to call some games for him, as I said, on opening night. Got to call some games for him this last season with the Red Hawks, and then also last summer with the 45s. He's one of a handful of returners. Although Tyler Shepard was not one of the ones that I knew of ahead of time. However, last year with the 45s, if I can get my stats up in time here, so everyone makes their way back to their places. And 5 starts and 11 games, 27 1/3 innings, 28 hits, 19 runs, 17 earned, walked 13 and struck out 27. He was 5-1. Here's the first pitch to the left-hand hitting Leha Pava. He checks the runner at second here with 2 outs and a 3-1 top of the 4th. First pitch swing waved at and called strike 1. Escaped the clutches of the catcher Brown momentarily. Then was able to pounce back on top of it to keep the runner at second base. That is Joseph Tapio, last night's reliever. Here's the 0-1 from the lefty, Tyler Shepard, the southpaw, working from the third base side. Check swing, ball in the dirt, and escapes the catcher Brown. Throw to third, not in time. And Leha Pava takes that for a ball, and taking third is Tapia on the wild pitch. So 1-1 to the lefty with the runner on third here in a 3-1 ball game. A very competitive opening weekend of baseball after Friday night. Didn't think it was going to be too competitive in the second and third game, but here we are. Here's the 1-1. This is low. And that Colt 45 offense gets going. It's going a lot. As they scored 13 runs, taking advantage of those free passes and the errors. Colt 45's with some activity out in the bullpen as well. Here's the 2-1 delivery from Shepard. Just a bit low. Was over but low for ball 3. Always entertaining here at Tiger Field, especially when the offense explodes. The Colt 45s have yet to do tonight, and they waited till the last second last night with the 3-run shot. Here's the 3-1 delivery. This is low for ball 4. And working a walk is Leha Pava. And that will bring up the 8th batter of the inning in Cody Hartke. Runners at 1st and 2nd. Runners at the corners, rather, thanks to Chad Johnson, the PA announcer, with the reminder. And now
Again, two outs, top of the fourth inning, 3-1 for the right-hand hitting Hartke, who's singled, stole second, and struck out swinging tonight. His first time facing Shepherd, of course. As the southpaw comes set, checks the runner at first, kicks and deals. Cedar right through the heart for a called strike one. The runner on first being held on by Bodie Joyner over there. The runner on third not being kept too close by the third baseman Caballero, especially with a right-hand hitter up. But shaded just a bit to pull are all of the infielders, including the second baseman Conklin. This one misses up and away for ball two. Two balls, one strike, with two gone. 0-1 stands for the right-hand hitter deep in the box. Shepherd peering in, comes set. Checks a runner at first. Deep breath, kicks and deals. Dancing off the bag at first. This one's hit in the air toward right. Playable coming in as the right fielder. And that's played on a hop and a throw into third to keep the runner at second base. And coming in to score is Tapia. It's 4-1 now. Leopava holds at second as Hartke with the RBI single. Ayers was charging in on it, but just couldn't get to it in time on the sinking line drive. It fell for a base hit. Strong throw in and on a one hop to Caballero, who made a fantastic play climbing the ladder to keep the ball in front of him and snare it. Now it's Imani Wilson, the ninth batter of the inning, here in the top of the fourth. First pitch to him is fouled back to the screen for strike one. He struck out swinging and grounded out to short here tonight. 4-1 now, all four runs for the Aggies coming in the top half of this frame. Here's the 0-1 delivery from Shepherd. So runners take their leads from first and second, the infield playing behind the runners. The 0-1. Swing and miss for strike two. Blew the heater by him. Make the count, no balls and two strikes. Wilson in the 0-2 hole for the second time tonight. First time against Shepherd. Shepherd comes set. Glove at the belt, kicks. And deals. The 0-2 misses up and away. One ball and two strikes in a 4-1 top of the fourth inning. The Aggies threatening to pour on more. All four of those runs belong to Phillips now. Here's the 1-2. Shepherd checks the lead runner at second. Kicks, deals. Swing! The side is retired as Wilson strikes out as they leave a pair stranded, but they get four in the inning on a handful of hits as Colt 45 is now down by a score of 4-1 as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning here on KCNR. Tonight's game is sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery. They have quality plants, trees, and expert advice that you need to make everything in your garden or backyard, or even your whole property, grow right. They're at 6186 Kern Creek Road here in Redding, California, or give them a call at 530-365-5383.
Gold Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Welcome back to Tagger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us here for this bottom of the fourth inning
Watsonville was able to put four runs on the board in the top half of this fourth frame. They now lead by a score. A score for the one.
Four people announced to rather after scored four in opening night. So people want more value at this point. We're only in the top of the fourth. There's the first pitch to right end hitting Bodie Joyner. This is for ball one from Ty Crawford. Now pitching with the 3-run lead.
She literally jumped a third of the way into the intersection of the ground.
They kick the pitch, misses up and away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Left hand hitting Rowan Brown on deck. 2-0, check swing, but it's right there on the outside corner at the knee. Make the count 2-1. Still absolutely zero wind. Here at Tiger Field from the first base side out of a windup, but time called by the home plate umpire. Not sure exactly what that was for.
Yes.
That was Dan Boutwell.
Yeah. Yes.
He's gonna go for a little scroll.
Five cheese, tomato, and lettuce. Thank you.
Now the 2-1.
And mayo.
Bro.
Ketchup.
As Joyner will step back into the box.
I just started like a little too.
Six deals, staying in a miss for strike two.
I don't know, because neither, like, whatever.
Two balls and two strikes. Nobody out. Swing and a miss. Chasing that one up and away was Joyner, and he K's for the second time tonight. That is out number one for Rowan Brown.
With one out.
Here in the bottom of the fourth inning. With one out. Again, of a 4-1 ball game, the Colt 45 is looking to get this offense rolling. Now Ty Crawford hearing in.
That one was called strike one to the dismay of some fans here at Tiger Field.
This one's fouled off right back toward us. No balls and two strikes now. And this one misses low. One ball and two strikes. With one out. Blake kicked the pitch. One's hit in the air towards center. Playable for Leopava coming in for it. He'll camp underneath it and squeeze it for out number two. On the 1-2. Now Timmy Ayers to the plate who walked his first time up. Was on a 3-2 count that he battled for, fouling off the ball multiple times. Step into the box from that left-hand side. A lot of left-hand batters this year for the 45s. Last year they had only a handful. This year it seems like they have about 10 or so. First pitch is fouled off. First strike one. Karen's off the catcher and then off of Ayers himself. On deck is Mark Anthony Carroll. Should the inning continue? The ball is in one strike for the lefty. The late kick, the 0-1 delivery
Breaking ball misses. One ball and one strike. With two outs. Now the 1-1 is fouled up and away back toward the kids' play area over behind us. One ball, two strikes, two outs, and nobody on. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning. One, two, just misses. Two balls and two strikes, going for a little stroll is Ty Crawford. With two gone, now stepping off is Crawford. Carrying back over his glove as the batter Ayers is going to mess with his batting gloves a little bit on the bat. Now readies. The 2-2 out of the windup is chopped off the plate toward first base. Over to pick it up is Crawford. Underhand flip to the first baseman, Rael, in time. A 1-3 as the Colt 45s go. In order, 1-2-3, no hits, nobody left. Here at the end of four, it's 4-1. Watsonville Aggies lead. Whether you're planting a backyard, garden, or sprucing up your whole property, Gold Leaf Nursery has quality plants, trees, and expert advice you need. Make it grow right. That's Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road here in Reading. Or give them a call at 530-365-5383.
Nursery spring sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees. Many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees. All on sale 20% off. Spring has sprung and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived. The good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year after year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
One and welcome back here to the top of the fifth inning. The new reliever out there for the 45s. As soon as we get announced by our PA here, Chad Johnson, who does a great job all season long, keeping the fans and even the radio broadcaster informed about everything happening, especially when I miss stuff due to not having a color commentator. New reliever on in relief of Tyler Shepard, who finished off the previous inning. He went third of an inning plus, only allowing one hit. But one of the inherited runners did, in fact, score. He had a walk and a strikeout in the process. And it's going to be the right-hand hitting Donovan Dominguez to the plate here in the top of the fifth of a 4-1 ball game. Right-hand hitter to face off against the reliever for the Colt 45s, right-hand pitcher. Working from the first base side out of the windup. It's a ground ball toward third, almost a bare hand play by Ken Nakagawa, but it was flying past him. And it's Jaden Andrade out of Honolulu, Hawaii and Feather River College. Taking things over here. Here's the 0-1. The line shot up the middle. Moving to his left is Carroll, throws on the run to first, the stretch, and what a great 6-3 play by Mark Anthony Carroll, ranging to his left, and making a strong throw to first off balance. That was all arm for out number one. A great play at the other end by Joyner as well with the stretch. That will bring up the left-hand hitting J.J. Sanchez, who's 0 for 2 with a K and a line-out. First pitch to him, right through the heart for called strike one. No balls and one strike. This one's hit in the air toward left, but foul out toward the Colt 45 pen. For strike two. Here's the 0-2. And that's at the knee on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. That is out number two. And now Rex Thompson to the plate, who's grounded out and singled tonight. Here's the first pitch to the right-hand hitter. Hit in the air toward left center. Giving chases Parker and playable for him. He'll settle in him.
At the side is retired. 1-2-3. Go the Aggies.
You're on ACNR, Shasta Reddick, 1460 AM. Tonight's game is sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery at 6th Road in Redding, California. Or give them a call, 530-365-5383 for quality plants, trees, and expert advice you need to make anything in your backyard grow correctly.
Nursery spring sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
First pitch to Mark Anthony Carroll is ground ball toward the second baseman near Montes, and a high throw to first. And Carroll evading the tag is safe at first on the E4. The tag attempting to be applied by Rael was no good. So we are over halfway through our ball game tonight now, through 4.5 on the back half of it. First pitch to Tyler Zanizer. Misses for ball one. Around the bunt, pulling back, misses way up and in. two balls and no strikes. The right-handed Zanizer, who's K'd twice tonight against Ty Crawford, still out there. Pops this one up toward left center. Playable for Leopava, calling off the left fielder. He'll settle underneath it and squeeze it for out number one, as the lights have taken full effect here at Tiger Field with the sunset all around us in the crepuscule hour of the evening. Now D'Amico Parker to the plate after the flyout. And as you might have heard Chad Johnson just say, one for two with a single. He was forced out at third when the Colt 45s almost got the bases loaded. First pitch to him misses inside for ball one. Here's the 1-0 on the inside corner, right at the belt. Make the count, one ball and one strike. Out of the stretch with the runner on first. Carroll dancing off the bag, being held on by rail as this one misses. To make the count, two balls and one strike. To the center fielder for the 45s. Ground ball foul down the third base side. Just wide of the bag, the third base coach, John Downey, was saying that it's fair, but it was between him and the third base bag. Looked like it might have been over, but according to the umpires, it was foul. So 2-2 to D'Amico Parker, last night's hero, with the three-run shot over the left field wall. Here's the 2-2 delivery. Breaking ball, check swing, goes right off the bat. Karam's foul, and count holds at two balls and two strikes. Looked like it went off the hand as well at the same time, but with it being hit foul, it's going to be called foul. The 2-2. Misses low. Gutsy take there by Parker. Was right over the plate, but just a bit below the knee. That will fill the count at three balls and two strikes. With one out, the Aggies at double play depth shaded up the middle. As this one misses wide for ball four, and Parker will take first base on the free pass. Now the Colt 45s have the tying run at the plate here in the bottom half of the fifth. For Nicholas Caballero. The infield will shift to play behind the runners. Andrew Mora on deck, the power hitting lefty.
Caballero walked him up and he struck out swinging his first time up.
Got out of bed.
Pitch. Phillips is a breaking ball inside for ball one. Gets that pitch again, expect him to plant that front foot and turn off.
I didn't fall 6-3.
Here's the 1-0 popped up over toward foul territory toward the Aggie dugout and running out of room, just barely lands on the other side of the netting between the seats and the netting. And Karam's back toward the fence where a fan will get the free souvenir. Make the count, one ball and one strike. Caballero working the 1-1 count. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Swing and miss for strike two. Runners take their leads from first and second. Here's the 1-2 pitch. The ground ball up the middle. Waiting for his Miramontes. He's going to flip to second, relay to first. Not picked up the other end. He's going to go all the way toward the Aggie dugout. Coming around third and in to score is Mark Anthony Carroll. So out at second is D'Amico Parker. Cabrera will be awarded second base. And now called out. So no run.
So 4-6-3, it's turned. Bob Anderson is going to go out to chat things over. And color me confused. So no run scores.
So why is he out?
So it should have been out at second and then safe at first, and then everyone awarded an extra 90 feet. But
in this case, that was not the case, as we will cut the break here. Tonight's game is sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery. It's still 4-1 through 5 here at Tiger Field. Give Gold Leaf Nursery a call at 530-365-5383 or pay them a visit at 5186 Churn Creek Road here in Redding, California.
He put his hand up.
Gold Leaf Nursery spring sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived. The good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year after year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
VIP.
I don't know.
Let's kick it. Collaborate and listen. I sit back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and whack a chump like a candle. Dance. Corrupt the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it. You better gain weight. You better get fools out of kids. Don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back here. Top of the sixth inning. Some extracurriculars in between innings with some disagreements with the home plate umpires after the batter interference call on the runner moving from first to second. First,
she was called out on the batter interference.
Jane made sure
that was the confusion in the air. Society was retired.
You know, we want to fuck with you in that struggle.
And the Colt 45.
Colt 45 is unable to take advantage of the runners aboard. Now this one cams away, but it's called
one. One ball and two strike.
This one misses just a bit inside to make the count two balls and two balls.
And go.
On the outside corner, strike three.
Okay.
It just came up.
Sorry, folks. Just having some technical difficulties here with some cables and everything disconnecting and whatnot. This is a sharp hit single into right field for a base hit for Joseph Tapia. After the strikeout swinging for Rael. Now peering in is Andrade. Runner goes throw down to second base by Brown on a line, but just wide of the bag, up and away. And in at second base with the stolen base is Tapia. It's also his third hit of the night. So he is 3-for-3. There's the 0-1. This is low and away. And now Brown is going to go out and chat things up with his reliever. It's a runner in scoring position. It's 4-1. Here to Luke Miramontes, who's K'd twice tonight.
And walk.
One out, the runner on second. No double play in order after the stolen base. Here's the 1-1. Andrade checks the runner, kicks and deals, and waved at, and it heaved it
from Miramontes for strike two. Ball was in the dirt, but had him fooled on the breaking ball.
Christian defended that, like, struggling with the section, and so we had a great conversation. I told him, like, praying for him, like, you know, just because he's like, it's always been hard. Like,
now the 1-2, waved at again, ball in the dirt, he chased it down and away. Down on strikes goes Luke Miramontes for the third time tonight. That will bring up the top of the order in A.J. Lehapava. Now time called. Bob Anderson's going to trot out to the mound and chat things up with Jaden Andrade. And along with that, the catcher Brown will break any action here. Runner at second with two outs. Some quick claps from Bob Anderson, and then he's going to make his way back to the dugout. The home plate umpire, Dan Boutwell, is going to wipe off home plate in the process as well during the break in the action. Stepping into the box is the left-hand hitting Lehapava with two outs and the runner on second here in a 4-1 ball game, the top of the sixth inning. I'm Jacob Green here with you. Pitch from Andrade. Off speed, misses up and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Andrade peering in. Comes set from the first base side. Checks the runner at second. Kicks and delivers. It's a chopper back toward Andrade. Coming off the mound, moving to his left. Gloves underhand flip in time for the 1-3 putout. And the side is retired. The Aggies threaten, but they fail to score. They leave one aboard. Through 5.5, Watsonville leads by a score of 4-1 here on KCNR. Tonight's sponsor, Gold Leaf Nursery. Whether you're planting a backyard, garden, or spruching up your whole property, Gold Leaf Nursery has the quality plants, trees, and expert advice you need to make it all grow right. Gold Leaf Nursery has been exceeding expectations since 1975. They're at 6186 Churn Creek Road in Redding, California. Or give them a call at 530-365-5383.
Gold Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned.
big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back here to Tagger Field. It is the bottom of the sixth inning here on KCNR. Again, this is Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us. If you're just joining us, it's 4-1. Colt 45 is down by 3, facing off against the Watsonville Aggies in the series finale here on this Sunday night. A beautiful night for baseball. If I do say so myself, 77 degrees and clear skies. Here's the left-hand hitting Andrew Mora to lead things off. Lays off the first pitch a little bit outside for ball one. Now a little meeting on the mound. Ty Crawford and his catcher Dominguez chatting things over. A 1-0 count. Nobody out, nobody on for Mora. Mora, Conklin, and Joyner do up here in this top half of the sixth. There's the 1-0 delivery to Mora. Now Crawford kicks and deals, laying off it again, but it's on the inside corner right at the knees to even the count up at 1-1. In the top half of the fifth, or the bottom half of the fifth, rather, the 45s were threatening, but then they turned to 4-6-3. That's the Aggies, as it were. Turned to 4-6-3, double play due to the batter's interference. This one's fouled up and over into the kids' play area. The bocce court's back behind us. Makes the count 1-2. Here's the 1-2. Wave that ball in the dirt. Catcher will clear and throw down to first in time for the swinging strikeout on Mora. That will bring up Preston Conklin. That's out number one. Conklin has singled and lined out tonight. As he steps into the box. Even stands for the righty. First pitch taken low for ball one.
Number 16, Preston Conklin.
Right-hand batter.
Readies with the 1-0. Right through the heart on the outside corner. Makes the count 1-1 with 1 out and nobody on. Again, the 45s down by a score of 4-1. Here's the 1-1 delivery from Crawford. It's a ground ball toward the shortstop. Gloves off balance throw toward first in time. 6-3, Tapia charging, makes the strong throw to Rael for out number two.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
You're tuned in to KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at kcnrradio.com. I'm Jacob Green here with you. It's great to have you with us on a Sunday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. Now Bodie Joyner to the plate, who's K'd twice tonight, once looking, once swinging. On deck is Rowan Brown. First pitch to the left-hand hitting Joyner in there for a called strike one. Now the 0-1, the late kick, the pitch. This is low. Just a bit downstairs. I take that back. It's Patrick Bowen Jr. pinch hitting. My apologies. Chad Johnson, the PA, caught it before I did. So shout out to Mr. Chad Johnson, who does a great job, as I said previously. Patrick Bowen, I believe, was second team all conference at Shasta College this year. Under the guise of Brad Rupert. This one's fouled off out of playoff to the left field side. So we'll take over at first base for Joyner. Now a 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. It is way upstairs for ball three. This count fills at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bowen Jr.
My shot's coming.
Now the payoff. Is in on the hands and back, fouled off toward the on-deck circle. Now a readjustment of the hands for Bowen Jr. Climbs back into the box. Hand readies. Here's the 2-2. It's a chopper toward the third baseman, moving to his left. Gloves throws to first, a strong throw and plenty of time for the 5-3. And the side is retired as the 45s go 1-2-3 here at Tiger Field. It's the Watsonville Aggies 4 and your Colt 45s 1. Whether you're planting a backyard garden or sprucing up your whole property, Gold Leaf Nursery has the quality plants, trees, and expert advice you need to make it grow right. Gold Leaf Nursery has been exceeding expectations since 1975. They're at 6186 Churn Creek Road here in Redding, California. Give them a call at 530-365-5383.
Nursery spring sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived. The good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year after year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. New pitcher on in relief for the Colt 45s. The 18 of Austin Pasma from Clovis, California, and Fresno City College. 6'6", 210. That's a big unit out there for the 45s.
Chase Phillips started. He stands at 6'8". We had Jaden Andrade, 6'5", and now the 6'6" Austin Pasma.
First pitch misses for ball one to the right hand hitting Cody Harkey.
Andrade went two innings of one hit, no run, baseball, ground ball toward the shortstop, Mark Anthony Carroll, and in the process of his footwork got tripped up, but the throw was not going to get there in time. It was a slow roller, had to handle it on the backhand on his way through the ball, just unable to make a clean transfer without tripping over his feet just a little bit, and safe at first on the infield single is Hartke. It's his third hit tonight. Andrade, again, no runs and allowed one hit, struck out a total of three batters, and walked none. First pitch called a ball to Caden Smith, pinch hitting for Amani Wilson. Sox up high for the right-hand hitter with the open stance. Swing and a miss, throw down to second base with the runner going, tag applied, in time. Caught stealing is Cody Harkey. Brown nabs a runner, which is a great reminder of the 2026 Caught Stealing Bonanza, sponsored by Banner Bank and Valley Construction. Each time our Colt 45 sketcher throws out an opponent, we'll draw a ticket. The holder will write their name and phone number on the ticket, which will go into a secure container. That ticket will be pulled on Fan Appreciation Night, August 1st. For a prize of $500. Two balls and one strike now to Caden Smith, the pinch hitter for Amani Wilson. Here's the 2-1 from the first base side, right there at the knees to even the count up at two balls and two strikes. Now the 2-2 out of the windup for the righty. Swing! Blew the heater by him, and that is out number two. Now to the plate. For the Aggies is the 32 of Dominguez. Donovan Dominguez, the catcher for the Aggies tonight. In his fourth AB, he's walked, singled, and grounded out. Wide open stance for Dominguez. The first pitch to him is skipped in there for ball one. One ball and no strikes here in a 4-1 ball game, the top of the seventh. On the outside corner, one ball and one strike now to the backstop for the Aggies. Swing and a miss for strike two. Waved at. Now working from the first base side still. Out of the windup with two outs, nobody on. The top of the seventh of a 4-1 ball game. The 1-2 delivery misses upstairs. Austin Pasma in his first inning of work here. Taking over for Shepard and Andrade, who finished off the fourth, and then Andrade went the fifth and sixth. Here's the 2-2 delivery to the right hand hitting Dominguez. Right down the outside corner, ring him up, strike three called. Brown was headed back to the dugout before strike three was even called and the batter was rung up. Back-to-back K's, and it's time to stretch here at Tiger Field here in Redding, California. Scott Lewis will be singing tonight's rendition of God Bless America here on KCNR, Shasta Redding. And just a couple of moments.
If I could please have you stand or move your ball pass, we have got two.
from above, from the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans, white with blood. Black America, my home, sweet home. Black America, my home, sweet home.
That was Scott Lewis with tonight's rendition of Our Nation's Anthem. Tonight's game sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road here in Redding, California. Feel free to give them a call at 530-365-5383.
Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Durst Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
And it's a clean single to open things up by Rowan Brown here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Kenny Ayers to the plate now. Take that back. It's going to be a pinch hitter. Tyson Bragg for Timmy Ayers, rather. He'll take over in right as well, I presume. Also, shout out Cruz, one of the game day workers here at Tiger Field. Always doing a fantastic job of, he'll bring me food sometimes. Food, Dr. Pepper here or there. And then also getting supplied with water, as always. Just a small little testimony of the great game day staff that Rick Bassetti has here around the bunt, pulling it back. Hold for a strike. It is Tyson Bragg. He was a courtesy runner. Back in the second inning for Rowan Brown. Bending at the belt. Now around the bunt. Now the 1-1 with nobody out and the runner on first. Called for ball two. Two balls and one strike.
We
with nobody out and a runner on first. That's Patrick Bowen Jr. Correction, Tyson Bragg, rather. Now bunt right back to the pitcher. Gets the sacrifice on the throw to first is safe. Safe at second, out at first, rather. Oh, my goodness. Falling all over myself here. Now stepping into the box is Mark Anthony Carroll. So sack bunt 1-3. Moving up to second is Brown. In scoring position now. Misses upstairs. Third baseman playing even with the bag. That's Thompson. Two balls and no strikes. And then on the outside corner, right at the knees, to make the count 2-1. Some activity out in the bullpen for the Aggies. Last one misses for ball three. Looks like Joaquin Munoz out there, who pitched a couple of nights ago on opening night. Here's the 3-1 delivery to Mark Anthony Carroll, who reached on the E4 his last time up, and he popped out back in the second. Fouls it back to the screen to push the count to 3-2. Here in the bottom half of the seventh. With one out. Fouls it back to the screen again. The inside pitch. Just chasing that heater down. Ty Crawford working here in the seventh for the Aggies. Now time called, and climbing back up the hill is Crawford. Readies, peers in, gets a sign from Dominguez. Kicks and deals from the first base side. It's a slow roller back toward the pitcher. He's going to glove and throw it at first. Moving up to third on the play is Brown. After the battle, Carroll moves the runner up at least. That will bring up Tyler Zanizer, the local kid from Palisadro. So two gone, runner on third. Here in a 4-1, bottom of the seventh inning. Dancing off the bag over there at third is Brown. So I'm bounced in the dirt. Here's the 1-0. Out of the windup is a broken bat, little flare back behind the second base bag. Charging in is Tapia, throws the first, picked at the other end. 6-3 and getting out of the jam. What a play by Tapia, gliding to his left, and a great play at the other end by Anthony Rael to pick it out of the dirt. And the side is retired. The 45s threatened, but they fail to score. They leave one aboard. Here at the end of seven, it's 4-1. The Watsonville Aggies lead here on KCNR. Special thanks to Gold Leaf Nursery, tonight's sponsor of the game. Whether you're planting a backyard garden or sprucing up your whole property, Gold Leaf Nursery has the quality plants, trees, and expert advice you need to make it grow right. Gold Leaf Nursery has been exceeding expectations since 1975. Feel free to give them a call at 530-365-5383.
Gold Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
J.J. Sanchez to lead things off here in the top of the eighth inning for the Watsonville Aggies. They're up by a score of 4-1. First pitch fastball misses low and away for ball one. Second full inning of work here for Austin Pasma. Lay kick the pitch misses upstairs for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. The 2-0 misses again for ball three. Here in the top of the eighth inning. And this one just misses low, and it's a four-pitch walk issued to Sanchez to open up this top of the eighth inning. A 4-1 ball game. Rex Thompson to the plate now. He's grounded out, singled, and flown out. Right-hand batter steps into the box. Takes a first pitch away for ball one. Third baseman has made a couple of nice plays tonight. Here's the 1-0. Runner on first. So the Aggies are at double play depth as this one misses up and away for ball two. Some words of encouragement from Brown, the catcher, to his pitcher. Here's a 2-0. All right, on the inside corner at the belt to make the count. Two balls and one strike. Joyner holding on the runner at first. Bragg now out there in right field as well for Ayers. Here in the top of the eighth inning. The defensive replacement after the pinch hit. Now two balls and two strikes. Here's the 2-2 to the righty Thompson. There's a ground ball towards the third baseman. Charging is Cabrera. Goes to second for one. The relay to first around the horn. The 45s turn it. 5-4-3. As they get the double play. Great job by Camarillo to get that rolling. And now Ken Nakagawa is chatting it up with the home plate umpire, Dan Boutwell. I think they're calling for wanting catcher's interference on the runner who had a hard time getting out of the batter rather, had a hard time getting out of the box. Or saying that it was fouled off of him, so it shouldn't even be a ground ball. And judging by the angle of the ball, that would be correct. But we don't have instant replay here. And they are, in fact, going to call him out on the 5-4-3, so it was not fouled off, to the dismay of some of the Aggie fans and the Aggies in attendance. So the double play will still count. 5-4-3, they twist it around the horn. They get the twin killing.
So 5-4-3. Cabareo to Conklin to Joyner. Quickly two away as the breeze starts to pick up and that American flag out there is dancing around. Just a little bit from left to right field. Just barely moving. There's the 0-1 delivery to the right hand hitting Anthony Rael with an open stance. Now misses wide for a ball here in the top of the eighth inning of a 4-1 ball game. The 45s were down by a score of 3-1 last night until the bottom of the ninth inning. All runs in that game for Watsonville came in the first and third inning. This one's fouled up and away into the parking lot. Count moves to 1-2. 2-1, rather. With two outs and nobody on after the twin killing was turned around the horn. And right through the heart. Blew the heater right by him. Didn't even swing. 2-2 now. Here's the 2-2 pitch from the righty, Austin Pasmoff, the first base side on the windup fastball right at the belt. Ring him up. Strike three called. And the side is retired. A walk, a double play, and then a backward K. And the side is retired as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning here on KCNR Shasta Redding. Tonight's game sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-365-5383 for all of your backyard, garden, or whole property sprucing up needs.
Goldleaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Durst Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back here to Tiger Field, the bottom of the eighth inning, 4-1. The Watsonville Aggies lead. One of their final tries here tonight. It's D'Amico Parker, Nicholas Cabareo, and then Andrew Mora do up the heart of the order here in the eighth. Wide open stance for Parker. He's a first pitch inside for ball one. Facing off against Ty Crawford in this eighth inning. Got the ball tonight from Ken Nakagawa. Still out there. There's a line shot. That's the second baseman in the right field for a base hit. He'll turn at first and hold there with a leadoff single. Nice sinking line drive by Parker. His second hit of the night will bring up Nicholas Cabareo, who's struck out swinging, walked, and then grounded into that 4-6-3 that he was called out on due to the runner interference. Has to expect Parker to have the green light here. Take away the double play. Maybe hope for a throwing error. Huge lead over there at first. First pitch misses inside. The balk called, and he'll be awarded second base. And that takes away the double play just like that. First baseman Anthony Rael was holding on the runner at first. Now he'll shift back to play defense. They still shade the middle infielders up the middle. The third baseman playing even with the bag, that's Thompson. Out of the stretch.
Pitch misses low and away. For ball one. Steven stands deep in the box. Here's the 1-0. Fouled up off the netting. Back to the screen. This count evens at one ball and one strike. Nobody out. And a runner in scoring position here for the 45s. Mora on deck. The 45's down by three in a similar spot as last night. Breaking ball floats in there just a bit up and away. Two balls and one strike now. Bending at the waist is Crawford. Comes set, glove at the belt from the first base side out of the stretch. Swing and a miss for strike two. Got him with the off speed. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out, more due up. Preston Conklin in the hole behind him. Parker takes his lead from second here in this 4-1 ballgame. The 2-2 foul back to the screen, and we'll do it again. Two and two. With nobody out. The bottom of the eighth. Darkness fully fallen now here at Tiger Field. Runner goes. It's chopped toward the third baseman. Thompson charging gloves. Parker, wide turn at third. Throw on a hop through the first baseman. Coming in to score is Amico Parker. Caballero will take second base. And just like that, Parker and Caballero exchange bases. And it's 4-2. The 45's now down by only a pair. Four to two here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Now Andrew Mora to the plate, and Ken Nakagawa is going to go out to the mound and bring in the whole infield by the bullpen some time to get that arm loose after they were looking for Ty Crawford to either go the distance or as close to it as possible. Looks like he's going to leave him in, chat it up with the whole infield. Watsonville Aggies still ahead in this ballgame, but now Andrew Mora representing the tying run. After Parker got aboard via the single, then got to second on the balk. And then at E5, put Caballero at second base, and Parker came in to score here in the eighth. The 45s have one run in. Everyone makes their way back to their respective places. As Mora will step up to the plate. Andrew Mora, who already has one homer this year, to the plate here, facing off against the righty, Ty Crawford, here in this bottom of the eighth inning. The tying run at the plate. Runner takes his lead from second. That's Caballero. First pitch to Mora. Right there, just a bit low, over but low, for ball one. The designated hitter tonight, getting the night off defensively from Bob Anderson. He's walked, reached on a fielder's choice. And Cade, as this one's popped up back behind us toward the beer garden over behind us. One ball and one strike as a flurry of kids go down to chase down that souvenir. Outfield playing straight up. The infield has the corners playing just a bit in, fouled off back toward the Aggie on deck circle now. One ball and two strikes. Still with nobody out for the 45s. They still have the bottom of the ninth should they be down with the chance to tie it or win it. Here's the 1-2 to Mora. Breaking ball, line shot on a couple of hops toward the shortstop. On the backhand, throws to first in time for the 6-3, but Caballero moves up to third. So Mora out on the 6-3, but gets the job done. That will bring up Preston Conklin, who has reached on a single, lined out, and grounded out tonight.
with one out. Again, still tying run at the plate. And this 4-2, bottom of the eighth. First pitch misses low and in for ball one. Ty Crawford out of the windup now with the runner on third. The 1-0 right there at the knees on the outside corner. He's pitched better from the windup tonight than out of the stretch. Patrick Bowen Jr. on deck. The 1-1. It's fouled off out of play down the right field side toward the Aggie bullpen. It will land on top of the batting cages out there for a long and loud, meaningless strike two. One ball and two strikes, runner on third, 4-2, here in the bottom of the eighth inning at Tiger Field. The 1-2 delivery to the right-hand hitting Conklin. There is chopped foul over the netting on this near side. This count holds at one ball and two strikes. Some fresh pearls being hand-delivered by Deegan Palos to the home plate umpire Dan Boutwell. One ball, two strikes with one out. Crawford out of the windup from the third base side with a runner at third. Kicks, deals, check swing, appeal to first. The answer's no. This count moves to 2-2. Again, on deck is Patrick Bowen Jr., who grounded out 5-3, his only time up tonight as a pinch hitter for Bodie Joyner. Here's the 2-2 from Crawford. Fouled up and away toward the parking lot, right back toward my car, actually. And off of the car. 2-2. The count remains. Now with a new baseball is Crawford as he readies. Peers in as everyone resets. Runner at third. 2-2. With one out here in the bottom of the eighth, the delivery. This is low for ball three as the battle continues. Wave of the bat by Conklin as he readies. The payoff is a chopper right back up the middle, charging in his Tapia, throws on the run to first in time. Surrendering the run, it's now 4-3, but that is out number two. Couple of ground outs to shortstop, move the runners up 180 feet total, and now it's a 4-3 ball game as the Colt 45s have put two on the board here. And now Patrick Bowen Jr. with two outs and nobody on. Left-hand batter. The first pitch to him, right on the outside corner at the knees, a called strike one. Now the 0-1 delivery is fouled back to the screen for strike two. No balls and two strikes with two outs. Crawford winds and deals the 0-2. Check swing, appeal, and answers no. The first baseman, Anthony Rayle, was jogging off the field. But the battle will continue. One ball and two strikes. The 1-2 delivery from the righty to the left-hand hitting Bowen Jr. This is way upstairs. Almost took the head off of Bowen Jr. Look out. Count moves to 2-2. Now going for a little stroll is Crawford back behind the mound. Now the 2-2 delivery. The ground ball back up the middle. Charging in is Tapia. Gloves back behind second base. Quick throw to first in time. 6-3. What a play by the shortstop. He got all three outs
here in this inning. The Colt 45s get a pair, but they come up just short. It's 4-3 as we head to the top of the ninth inning here at Tagger Field in Redding, California. Whether you're planting a backyard garden or sprucing up your whole property, Gold Leaf Nursery has the quality plants, trees, and expert advice you need to make it grow right. That's Gold Leaf Nursery. They've been exceeding expectations since 1975, 6186 Churn Creek Road here in Redding, California. Or give them a call at 530-365-5383.
Gold Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24-inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees. Many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees. All on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived. The good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year after year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back here to Tagger Field. It's a new reliever for the 45s. It's going to be the lefty Braxton Sweatland, 6'6" out of Cottonwood, California. Here in the ninth, it's 4-3. The 45s down by one. They're going to need some help from their bullpen here if they want to head to the ninth only down by one. They were down by three last night, down by two rather last night before the three run shot. It was 3-1 heading into the bottom half of the ninth. And now a score of 4-3 in the top half of the ninth, and they need to shut down this Aggie offense for a good shot at winning it in the bottom half. And due up for the Aggies is the bottom of the order in Tapia and Miramontes, and then they'll flip it over to A.J. Lehapava, the leadoff man, when the warm-up tosses of Braxton Sweatland conclude. I'll be Sweatland versus 8-9-1 of the Aggies with the Sox up high and a Shasta College player as well. So he was under the helm of Eric Winchester, the pitching coach over there. Sweatland in his first appearance of the year. Getting his first look at these Watsonville Aggies here in game three of the weekend series. Now stepping into the boxes, Joseph Tapia, who's singled twice and doubled. He's 3-for-3. Getting ready to face off against the tall left-hand reliever with the Sox up high. Here's the first pitch from the southpaw out of Cottonwood, California. This is upstairs for ball one. Here's the 1-0 with nobody out. This is up high again for ball two. Again, what we saw last night, that full moon peeking up over the skyline over there to our east. It's a little visit from
the catcher Brown to chat things over real quick, make sure they're on the same page. Now makes his way back. Tapia working a 2-0 count, right-hand hitter with a slightly open stance deep in the box. Coming set is the lefty Swetland. Kicks and deals out of the stretch. Swing and a miss. 2-1. Stepping out of the box is Tapia. Now regathers himself. Waves the bat back and forth as he digs back in. Coming set is the southpaw. It's a 2-1 pitch in the top of the ninth of a 4-3 ball game. Kicks, deals. Misses upstairs again. Almost got him to chase it. Three balls and one strike. Here in this 4-3, top of the ninth. Needing a hold here from Braxton Swetland. The 3-1 delivery after a deep breath. Kicks, deals. Swing and a miss for strike two. That will fill the count up at 3 balls and 2 strikes when he throws that heater in there. It's drawn a swing and miss every time. Now the payoff with nobody out. And the center fielder, Parker, shaded a couple of steps toward left. The payoff from the southpaw working from the third base side. Kicks, delivers. Swing! Got him on the heater again. Rallies back in the at-bat and the count and gets him to K for out number one. That will bring up Luke Miramontes, who has K'd three times tonight. If he K's a fourth, he will don the golden sombrero, which is 4 strikeouts in one game. Here's the first pitch from Swetland, working from the third base side. Kicks and deals. Right down Broadway for a called strike one. That heater is working for Mr. Swetland. Glove up near his front shoulder, ball dangling behind him as he comes set, gathers it up near his chest. Now the 0-1, the third baseman, playing even with the bag. And a fastball right down Broadway again for strike two in an 0-2 hole. Cabareo, the third baseman, playing just about even with the bag. About 6 steps off the line for the left-hand hitter. First baseman Bowen Jr. hugging the line down there at first on the rim of the outfield grass. Now time called. Stepping off and wanting to go back through the signs is the reliever Braxton Swetland. Now he readies, comes set. Kicks and deals the 0-2 to left-hand hitting Miramontes. On the outside corner, bring him up, strike three called. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Swetland. K's the first two batters he sees, and now it's the top of the order in A.J. Leopava. With two gone here in the top of the ninth inning, but the Colt 45s are down by a score of 4-3. A.J. Leopava deep in the box with the open stance. Swetland kicks, deals. Just off the edge for ball one. Center fielder has lined out, grounded out, walked, and grounded out tonight. There's the 1-0 from Swetland as he comes set. Brown sets up away. The 1-0. This is wide. For ball two. Now readjusting his pant legs is Swetland. Regathers himself. Peers down at Brown. Comes set. 2 outs, nobody on. 4-3 here in the top of the ninth inning. The 2-0 delivery to the left-hand hitting Leopava. Way inside. Gets Leopava to go around on it. He was going to check swing, but had to lean out of the way. Some chin music coming up and in on him. On the off speed. 2 balls and 1 strike now. Leopava was turning away from it, ended up going around in the process, wanting to not catch one on the cheek. Here's the 2-1 delivery to Leopava from Swetland. Way inside, goes all the way to the backstop for ball three. Three balls and one strike. Sweatland got the first two batters to K. Looking to do so again here and strike out the side to head of the ninth, only down by one. Give the offense a chance to walk it off for the second night in a row. Here's the 3-1 delivery with two outs. The leg kick. The pitch from the southpaw. Misses low. And that is ball four. It looks like everyone lost track of the count except for me. Everyone kind of took a second to go everywhere. Now Bob Anderson's going to go out to the mound. Chat things over with Braxton Sweatland. It will be Cody Hartke due up next. He singled three times tonight, was caught stealing, and also struck out swinging back in the third inning. Gathers in the whole infield. Again, with two outs here. It's 4-3 here in the top of the ninth inning. And a rather exciting opening weekend. Game one was 13-4. The 45s won and had their way with the Watsonville Aggies. And then last night had to rally back, and they did so on the back of D'Amico Parker, who had that three-run shot in the bottom of the ninth inning to win it for the 45s. They'll look to do so at the end of this top of the ninth inning. It's 4-3. They need to work quickly here. Looking for Braxton Sweatland to get the hold to head to the bottom of the ninth, only down by one. Due up will be the bottom of the order, and Tyson Bragg. Take the back. Rowan Brown, Timmy, Tyson Bragg, and then Mark Anthony Carroll. Runner on first being held on by Bowen Jr. Here's the first pitch to Cody Hartke, who again is 3-for-4 tonight. This is way away for ball one. Left on right matchup here. With two outs in this 4-3 top of the ninth inning. The lefty comes set the leg kick from the third base side right down Broadway to even the count up at one ball and one strike. Pitching out of the stretch. Again, the first baseman, Bowen Jr., holding on the runner at first. That's Lehapava, the speedy center fielder. There's the 1-1 delivery from the lefty as he checks the runner at first. Kicks and deals. And the peel on the check swing. The answer's yes. It's a 1-2 count now. With the runner on first. Of a 4-3 ball game here in the top of the ninth inning. The fans are eager for some excitement as we look to head to the bottom of the ninth. The 1-2 delivery from the southpaw, Sweatland. On the inside corner, ring him up, strike three called. The side is retired. The 45s will head to the ninth, down by one as Sweatland slams the door and strikes out the side. It's 4-3 through 8.5. The 45s will look to win it or tie it up in the bottom half tonight's game, sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-365-5383. Whether you're planting a backyard garden or sprucing up your whole property, Gold Leaf Nursery has the quality plants, trees, and expert advice you need to make it grow right.
Gold Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
the ninth inning here in Redding, California. 7, 8, and 9 due up for the 45s. It's going to be up to Rowan Brown, Timmy Tyson Bragg, or Mark Anthony Carroll. As they will look to tie it or win it here in the ninth. It's going to be the left-hand hitting catcher, Rowan Brown. First pitch to him. Misses away for ball one. And it's Ty Crawford still out there for the Aggies looking to go the distance. Here on a Sunday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. First pitch, second pitch, swing, ground ball toward the second baseman, and through! It's under his glove, into center field for a base hit! A wide turn at first, but he'll make his way back, and the tying run is on board. Rowan Brown reaches on the E4, went right under the glove of the second baseman, Miramontes, who was waiting for it, and then right on the rim of the outfield grass, just had it sneak under his glove. Now there's a runner on first. We'll get a courtesy runner out there. It's the 14 of Braden Chiarito. So the courtesy runner will enter. Reaching on the E4. Now Tyson Bragg to the plate. Tyler Jones, rather, to the plate. Another pinch runner here in Iyer's spot. Pinch hitter will come in. Tyler Jones digging in from that right side with the runner on first. And a double play here can change the course of this ball game rather quickly. And Ty Crawford, he's getting the nod from Ken Nakagawa, his head coach, that this is his game to finish. This one misses low for ball one. Showing bunt, but pulling it back was Tyler Jones. In the eighth spot, Tyler Jones pinch hitting for Tyson Bragg. Runner on first being held on by Rael. Third baseman playing in. The 1-0. Swinging away. It's a little flare. Shallow right center field. It will fall for a base hit. And it's in the middle of no man's land. Holding at second base is the courtesy runner for Brown. And it landed between the trio of Harkey Leopava and Tapia. Left center and then the shortstop. Bob Anderson's going to call an offensive timeout here, chat things up with his whole crew. And possibly some late inning magic again for the 45s. You just never know. It's the beauty of baseball. They all gather here on this near side. So Jones with the pinch hit single. Puts runners at first and second. As Chiarito, the courtesy runner. He's in scoring position. So again, the tying run in scoring position here in the bottom of the ninth. 4-3. Ty Crawford still out there for the Watsonville Aggies. Now the meeting broken up. We had some late inning magic last night. The 45s are looking to continue it here. They make their way back to meeting on the mound. Still continuing between Ken Nakagawa and his whole infield. Everyone will make their way back. Now Mark Anthony Carroll to the plate. He'll step into the box from that right side.
JCNR, Shasta Redding.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. I'm Jacob Green here with you. It's great to have you with us. In the bottom of the ninth inning, 4-3, the tying run. In scoring position at second base, runner at first. Carroll showing bunt. The first baseman and third baseman are going to pitch a tent on the infield grass and just camp out there. Now time called. Carroll's going to step out. Now, just on the rim of the infield grass out of the corner, infielders Carroll showing bunt, pulls it back. The board's getting crashed, but called a ball. Again, runners at first and second, so the shortstop and second baseman going to have to cover first and third. It's a 1-0 count. Carroll showing bunt, pulls it back again. That's ball two. Two balls and no strikes to the right-hand hitting Mark Anthony Carroll for the 45s. Looking to continue that late inning magic from last night where they won on a walk-off three-run homer courtesy of D'Amico Clark. It's 4-3 here in the bottom of the ninth. The 2-0 showing bunt again. Cam's around for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. There's the 3-0 count with nobody out. Runners on first and second. The tying run in scoring position. That's at second base. That's Chiarito. Showing bunt again is Carroll with a 3-0 count. Pulls it back, called strike one. Now the count moves to 3-1. Still with nobody out. The pinnacle of this ball game now with the 45s threatening to tie or maybe more. Swinging away and fouls it back to the screen to fill the count at 3-2. The Aggies doing everything they can to keep the bunt from getting down. Rayel and Thompson, the first baseman and third baseman, playing it on the grass. And now home plate umpire Dan Boutwell is going to go retrieve that foul ball over to his right. Make his way back. 3-2, nobody out. Runners on first and second. Mark Anthony Carroll, right-hand batter. Here at Tiger Field in Redding, California, Ty Crawford looking for the complete game. It's 4-3. Peers in with runners at first and second. Corners playing in. Showing bunt, swing away, fouls it off. And a balk called. That will move up the runners to second and third. And now the winning run in scoring position for the 45s. That would have been likely ball four, but Carroll swung at it. He'll dig back into the box. Ken Nakagawa out to argue the call. Hands behind now asking some questions with the first base umpire, Anthony Ortiz, who is giving him his opinion, telling him exactly what he saw. Ken Nakagawa upset about it. The tying run, 90 feet away. We might have extra baseball on our hands, or we might have another walk-off. Take that back. That was Ken Reich, the third base umpire, who called it. Now the payoff to Mark Anthony Carroll. The runners take their leads from second and third, representing the tying and winning run, both in scoring position. Is this one at the knees on the inside corner? Ring him up. Strike three called. That's out number one. That will bring up Tyler Zanheiser. Unfortunate series of events and an at-bat that took what seemed like forever. Now it's the Palisadro native, Zanheiser, to the plate. The infield playing in, ready to gun down the runner at home on anything hit to the infield. The first pitch out of the windup, right down Broadway for a called strike one. No balls and one strike. Crawford looking to work quick. Winds and deals the 0-1 to Zanheiser. Fouled back to the screen for strike two. One out, runners on second and third. That's Chiarito representing the tying run at third. And then Tyler Jones at second base. Zanheiser, right-hand hitter. He's 0-4 tonight, looking for his first hit of the night here. The 0-2 delivery out of the windup. There's a little flare foul down the first base side beyond the dugout. And the battle will continue now with a fresh baseball as Crawford goes for a little stroll around the mound.
He'll climb up the back slope. Sanheiser digs back in. Taps up his helmet. Open stance for the righty. Out of the windup, the 0-2 from Crawford. Foul back to the screen, and we'll do it again. The 45s were down by a score of 4-1. A lot of goose eggs up there on the scoreboard. But now they've climbed within one after scoring two in the bottom of the eighth. Runners take their leads from second and third. The 0-2 with the tying run 90 feet away. In the dirt, Sanheiser lays off. One ball and two strikes. With one out. The infield playing in just on the rim of the infield grass. Anything hit to the infield, they'll throw home. Anything to the outfield could win the ballgame. There's a ground ball through the third baseman, Thompson. Gloves, throws home, and it goes past the catcher at home, all the way to the backstop, around third, and sliding in. Out Tyler Jones, and the Colt 45s walk it off again. I don't believe it. It's even more pandemonium here at Tiger Field. You hear it here live as the Colt 45s on back-to-back nights rally in the ninth. They storm all the way back to sweep the Watsonville Aggies. This time it's the hometown kid, Tyler Sanheiser, and he is the hero tonight, following in the footsteps of Parker last night. Back-to-back nights, back-to-back walk-offs. What a way to win the opening series here for the Colt 45s as they win it again, this time on an infield fielder's choice. The throw home by Thompson was past the glove of Dominguez, went all the way to the backstop, and then Tyler Jones was able to come around second base, slide in head first, and win the ball game for the 45s. What a way to walk it off for the 45s. We'll be back with the totals right after this.
We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Gold Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24-inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees. Many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees. All on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived. The good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year after year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Well, everyone, it was a thriller all the way until the end. A fielder's choice and an E5. And the Colt 45s throw all the way back. They score 5 runs on 5 hits. No errors. They left 6. The Watsonville Aggies, 4 runs on 7 hits, 3 errors. They left 7. They fall to 0-3 on the year. The 45s improved to 3-0. The final time of the game was 2 hours and 52 minutes in front of a crowd of about 125 or so. The winning pitcher is Braxton Swetland, the losing pitcher, Ty Crawford. He went the distance, but unfortunately did not walk away with the win. No save available, and back-to-back nights, the Colt 45s walked it off. They rallied in the ninth both times, this time at least without the ejection of their manager, Bob Anderson, who got to watch it happen out here on the field instead of back in the locker room. I'm Jacob Green here with you. We'll be back next weekend when the Alameda Anchors come to town Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Spencer Schlenge will be with me. Again, the final time of the game was 2 hours and 52 minutes. We'll see you back here next weekend. Special thanks to Carl and Linda Bott with KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at kcnrradio.com. And, of course, my producer back in the studio, Alex Parker, and then David Wiley as well helping out. This is Jacob Green, the voice of the Reading Colt 45, saying thanks for listening. And please drive safely. The hometown hero tonight, Tyler Sanheiser, the Palisadro native, walks it off for the 45s. He delivers. Again, the final score from Tiger Field tonight here in Reading, California,
is the Watsonville Aggies 4 and your Colt 45s, courtesy of the Walk-Off 5. See you next weekend, everybody.
Neither my father nor his father before him had ever profited by a single doubloon from the legendary treasure of our pirate forebear. As to the curse pronounced on Don Jose by the proud and virtuous Doña Margarita, I gave it as little credence as I did the recurrent tales of Gasparilla's buried treasure. But that was before Pedro and I set about clearing up the hurricane's mess. We were stacking brick from the demolished chimney when Pedro made a discovery.
Jose, look at this.
What is it?
Seems to be a box, a little iron box, the size and shape of a brick.
Well, let me see it.
There was a lock there, but it's rusted away.
Hand me that pinch bar.
There's a paper inside there.
Yes, it's very old.
What does it say, Jose?
Nothing. It's just an old paper.
Looks like a poem,
yes,
huh?
Yes, yes. Oh, I remember now. It is a nursery rhyme from my father. And then he copied it for me when I was a little boy.
But what's he doing in this old iron box?
Oh, I must have hidden it away once when I was playing. Well, amigo, come. We shall get back to work, huh? It was a lucky thing Pedro could not read. Nursery rhyme. That rotting piece of parchment said, on Dog Buddy's Island you could fare worse, if there you will Don Jose's curse. For there, 30 yards, south-southeast of the Rocky Guards, you'll find a pleasantly fulsome measure of Gasparilla's earthly treasure. There could be no question about it. Here was, at last, a tangible clue to the hidden goal of my ancestor. It was mine, if I could find it. And why should I share it with anyone, even Pedro? I was the rightful heir, and I would claim it all. So that night, I took our only boat and rowed to the mainland. I spent 2 days in the public library in Key West searching the old charts before I found Dog Buddy Island. It was a tiny sand spit near the tip of Cape Cod. I withdrew all of my money from the bank, bought a suit of city clothes and an airplane ticket north, and the next day I was standing on a cold, windy Massachusetts beach talking to a suspicious real estate agent.
No, sir, I ain't heard this called Dog Buddy Island since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. Where'd you hear it called Dog Buddy Island?
Well, I really don't know. Some friend of mine down south, maybe.
Well, it's called Sprague Spit now, ever since old Captain Sprague bought her up. Of course, she always was connected with the mainland at low tide. You can see the sandbar over yonder.
Yes, yes, I see her. Now, about the house.
Well, there she is, just above that point of rocks. Just a summer cottage. Too dang uncomfortable this time of the year.
Well, it looks all right to me.
I can find you something heap sight better in town. Got a nice little house just back of a gas station.
Well, I'm looking for solitude.
Yeah, you'll find plenty of that out here. Ain't a neighbor more than a mile and a half.
That point of rocks, is that the only one on the island?
Yeah. Pirate's Point, folks call it hereabouts. Fella says the buccaneers used to put in here for water in the old days. Me, I don't put much stock in them stories myself. You sure you want to rent this place?
It is just what I am looking for.
I wish you wouldn't. It said there's a curse on it. I wish you wouldn't.
It was perfect. My little rented cottage on the beach. Quiet, secluded, and yet within view of that rocky point, which must be the same one Don Jose called the Rocky Guards. There was a stack of firewood beside the kitchen door, and in a shed back of the house there was even a long-handled shovel, a most fortunate circumstance, since I did not want to create any suspicion in town by purchasing one. I can tell you I scarcely slept that first night, so great was my eagerness to be up in the morning, pace the 30 yards south-southeast of the Rocky Guards, and begin digging for my treasure. 29, 30, 31, 32.
Morning.
Oh, good morning.
Looks like it's going to be a nice day.
Yes, yes, it does.
Going to do some digging?
I beg your pardon?
I see you got a shovel. Looks like you're going to do some digging.
Oh, yes, yes, clams. I'm going to dig for clams.
No clams in the surf.
Oh, there aren't?
No. Find them on the bayside.
Oh, then I'll look over there.
Don't dig them with a shovel. Got to use a rake.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. It's too late now anyway. Tide's coming in. Another low tide at 5 this afternoon.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm a stranger here.
Yeah, I know. Heard you'd rented the Davis place. I'm chief of police of Quicasset.
Oh? Anything wrong?
No. Town limits come all the way out here, though. Gonna stay here long?
I don't know. A few weeks. Maybe all winter.
You a writing fella?
No.
Painting fella?
No.
Just taking a vacation?
Yes. You might call it that.
Beats me. Well, nice to have this talk with you. Anything you need in the way of police protection, just let me know.
He couldn't know. How could he know? Nobody knew about the tragic clue but me. Yet he seemed so suspicious, and he asked me so many questions. Well, I went back to the house, sat by the window until he was out of sight up the beach. But by that time, the tide had come in and the treasure was buried by the ocean. So I waited until 5 o'clock when the tide was low. And then, carrying a gasoline lantern, I paced off the 33 yards south-southeast of the Rocky Guards and set to work. Although the evening was chilled with a brisk breeze blowing in from the sea, I soon had shed my coat and was dripping with perspiration. I lost all track of time and place and my own identity. I was a machine attacking the wet, sliding sand with huge bites of my shovel, widening the hole as it grew deeper until my lantern threw long shadows across the opening that had now become large enough for a coffin. Then my shovel hit something solid. I reached for my lantern and there, under its lifeless green glare, was a section of rotting wood. I shoveled wet sand to one side. There was a rusted iron strap. I had found it. An iron-bound chest. The treasure chest of Don Jose Gasparilla. It was almost too much to bear. Suddenly my dampened shirt chilled me and I was seized with a fit of shivering. Then I began crying like a frightened child. How long I crouched there in this agony of relief and joy I cannot tell, but suddenly above the sound of my own sobs and the pounding surf and the sighing wind, I heard voices. Terror seized me. Who came now to violate my supreme moment? Who now threatened to deprive me of what was rightfully mine? I turned the lantern out, scrambled from the hole. A few yards away, I could see the beam of a flashlight slowly approaching. I ran, hid behind a ledge of rocks, my heart drumming in my ears, my held breath screaming in my tightened throat, trying to listen, trying to see. What were they doing? Did they know? At last it was quiet. I watched their light as they made their way across the island toward the bay. And then after a long time, I heard the cough of a motorboat. Still I waited until the sound of the receding motor was lost in the sighing wind and the hiss of the nearby surf. Then I lit my lantern and went back to my diggings. The hole, it was half filled, and suddenly my terror turned to rage. What had they done? I began digging savagely. But almost at once my shovel hit something that was softer than the chest and yielded to the pressure. I seized my lantern, crouched over for a closer examination, and found myself looking into the still, open, and vacantly staring eyes of a corpse.
You're listening to Suspense. We'll be back with more after this short break.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Do Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
Everybody calls and say liars.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us 2212-642.
Gold Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24-inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
And now let's resume this episode of Suspense on Wynn Radio Wise.
Autolite is bringing you Mr. J. Carroll Nash in The Treasure Chest of Don Jose. Tonight's production in radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.
As I stared into the open eyes of the corpse, I had a strange feeling that he was one of Don Jose Gasparillo's men buried with a treasure chest to guard it through eternity. But this was ridiculous. The man was only recently dead, no 100-year-old skeleton. And he was young and well-dressed, yet he stood between me and my treasure. Was this then the curse laid upon Don Jose come to rest at my feet? With the greatest effort, I covered the grisly guardian of my fortune. By then it must have been close to midnight. The tide was coming in. I dragged myself back to the house, tormented by a thousand anxieties. Sometime toward dawn I must have fallen asleep, for the next thing I knew it was past noon and someone was pounding on my door.
Hey! Anybody home?
Just a minute. I'm coming. Oh, it's you, Chief. Good morning.
Afternoon now.
What? Well, I'm sorry. I was sleeping.
Thought you was dead.
Dead?
Yeah. Took long enough to waken you.
Excuse me. I had insomnia most of the night.
Insomnia, huh? Mean you was awake?
Yes.
Most of the night, you say?
Why, yes.
Hear anything peculiar out here?
No. What do you mean?
Prowlers or such?
Why should anyone be prowling out here?
Didn't say there was. Asked if you heard anyone.
No, I didn't.
Gotta check. This being in the town limit.
Why? Is anything the matter?
Yeah. Kidnapping. Murder, maybe.
Murder?
Yeah. Ain't you heard it on the radio?
I haven't got a radio.
Sure, great consolation for a man living alone.
What happened? Tell me.
Young Harvard fella, sinful rich. His father paid the ransom, $20,000. But the kidnappers didn't deliver the boy. Got a 3-state alarm out for him. Think they're on the Cape somewheres. We're just checking.
What makes you think they'd come out here?
Oh, don't know. Hunch, partly. Partly because somebody borrowed one of Jen Chantry's boats last night. Found a bloodstain in the cockpit this morning. Didn't see him.
No, I told you I didn't.
Yeah, so you did. Well, we'll catch them, of course, if they're on the Cape. Sooner or later, we'll catch them. Ransom money's in small bills, all marked. They'll get hungry sooner or later and spend some. Besides, we've got a pretty good description of them. Let me know if you see or hear anything.
Yes, of course. I'll be glad to.
Yeah. Just checking.
Now, there was no time to lose. I had already missed one low tide. I had to get my gold and get it away from this island of suspicion and debt. I waited until 5 o'clock and returned to my diggings. The low scudding clouds packed the sand with sudden gusts of icy rain. There was little likelihood that I would have unwelcome visitors on such a forbidding evening. I quickly disinterred the body from my treasure hole. Unquestionably, here was the kidnapped victim, a young man dressed in flannel slacks and saddle shoes of a college boy. I dragged him to one side, out of sight behind some rocks where I couldn't see his empty death stare. Then I went back to my digging. By 7 o'clock, I had uncovered the chest and was prepared to lift it out of its grave. The curse? No curse, for here was the treasure, and it was mine.
I better give you a hand with that.
What?
He wants to know, do you need a hand with that?
Who are you? What are you doing here? How did you get here?
Low tide. I walk. Get out of the hole, Pop.
Answer me.
Help Pop out of the hole.
Yeah. Come on, Pop. All right, where is it?
What?
It's gone. He got rid of it.
Get him out of there.
Okay, Pop. Come on.
No, let me go, please. Let me go.
Where is it, Pop? What'd you do with him?
Do?
Where's the kid?
There. I put him there.
Steve?
Yeah. He's here.
What are you trying to do, Pop? Why'd you move him?
What's he trying to do?
He was...
Was? Was what? Look in the hole.
Yeah.
No, don't.
There's a box in here.
That's why you moved him, Pop. Get to the box.
Give me a hand with this.
Leave it alone. It's mine. Don't touch it.
Shut up.
Yeah. See it?
What do you got, Pop? Treasure? Buried treasure?
Don't laugh. Maybe that's what it is.
Let's get it out of here.
Leave it alone! Leave it alone!
I told you to shut up. All right, Steve, let's get it out of there.
There it was, my treasure, in the sand-covered, iron-bound box. Only it wasn't mine. Not while these two hoodlums stood over me with clenched fists and poised boots. At gun's point, they made me grasp one of the rusty handles, and one of them lifted the other, and they forced me to help carry it toward the house. My treasure, it was mine, and nobody could take it from me now. I must find a way to rescue it. When we got inside the house, they yanked open the chest and emptied one of the canvas sacks. Its contents cascading onto the table in a golden stream of doubloons.
Well, what do you know? Gold.
It's mine. It belongs to me. It's my inheritance.
Yeah, I know, Pop.
Only you're going to pay a high inheritance tax. 100%.
Okay, now, Pop, I'll tell you what we're going to do. My friend and me are in a little trouble. And you're going to give us a hand, aren't you, Pop?
What are you talking about? Go away. Leave me alone.
That's just what we're going to do. We're leaving, and we're taking that bright, shiny stuff with us.
And the treasure is mine!
But we're going to be fair. More than fair. We're going to give you $20,000 in nice, up-to-date American money. How do we know? Maybe that junk of yours ain't worth half that money.
Your money's marked. It's ransom money.
That's beside the point. This dough of yours won't work in a cigarette machine, you know. Gonna have to go to a lot of trouble to cash it.
What was that?
Wind that blew open. It's rained like the devil outside.
Better get started.
No, I won't let you.
Just take it easy, old man. You got no complaints. You're 20 grand ahead of the game.
Look at this, Jeff. Wind blew a piece of driftwood through the window.
Come on, we gotta get out of here.
All right, let's go.
Grab one under that chest.
Wait a minute, you forgetting something?
What?
A sack full on the table.
Oh, yeah. Here, Pop. Here's one for you as a souvenir.
Come on, Jeff. We gotta get this thing across the sand pit before the tide comes in.
Yeah, we're all finished here. So long, Pop.
No, no, my treasure! My treasure!
And thanks, Pop. Thanks a million.
And they were gone, walking slowly across the dunes with a heavy burden. I watched them, unaware of the sheets of rain driving through the open door of the cottage, unaware that the house itself was shuddering from the impact of the storm, unaware that the wind had shifted from northeast to southeast. And suddenly I became conscious of my great danger. The thin frame cottage was creaking and shaking. It was shaking from the relentless wind, and the sound of the storms had a familiar tone. A tone I had heard once before, and then I realized the wind had shifted. I realized this was no ordinary storm. This was a hurricane. Outside, the waves were piling up, coming closer and closer to the cottage. Over my head, there was an ominous crunching, ripping in the eaves. I could see the gray daylight through the eaves. The roof would blow loose any moment. I threw myself against the kitchen door and, crouching low, ran away from the sea. Down behind the shelter of a high dune, I stumbled against a cranberry bush and fell flat, spread-eagled on the sand. And suddenly the wind stopped, the rain stopped, and there was the calm of death. It was the center of the hurricane, the eye, the moment of respite before the final fury of the storm. And I remembered the curse and wished aloud for its fulfillment. And there was no sound but the booming of the furious surf, and then there seemed to be a distant human cry. I looked toward the rocky guards. Far in the distance, for an instant, I could see the tiny, struggling figures of my tormentors. And then a giant wave crashed down on them, and they and the spit disappeared in boiling, angry water. And the wet heavens descended again, hurled upon me by the tail of the hurricane. With a light in my eyes, a light brighter and bigger and closer than the sun, and I heard a voice.
You all right, Mr. Gaspar?
Who?
It's me, Tris Weatherby. Got out here as soon as I could. We was worried about you. Out here with no radio, you couldn't get the storm warnings. You come up so fast, wasn't time to get you off.
Oh, thanks. That's very kind of you.
Lucky you got out of the house.
Why?
Ain't there no more. Ocean came plumb through, carried the house right out into the bay. Made two islands out of Sprague Spit.
The house is gone?
Not a stick of it left. 10-foot channel where it stood. Storms play funny tricks. That kidnapping I told you about.
Yes, what about it?
Found three bodies out near those rocks. The kidnappers and their victim. What do you know about that?
Nothing. Nothing at all. It is a very funny story, no? But I cannot laugh. The joke is on me. You don't believe me? But look, here is the gold doubloon. All that is left of the treasure chest of Don Jose. Yet I know this to be true. There is a treasure. I saw it. Held it. And that treasure still exists. Only now there is no map. But I can tell you, in the rocky surf near the two islands called Sprague Spit, if you will dare the curse, is the treasure chest of Don Jose.
Suspense. The story of a true buried treasure, presented by Autolite. Tonight's star, Mr. J. Carroll Nash. Suspense is produced and directed by Elliot Lewis, with music composed by Lucian Morawick and conducted by Lud Gluskin. The Treasure Chest of Don Jose was written for Suspense by Christopher Anthony. Featured in the cast were Anthony Barrett, Charles Seal, Joseph Kearns, and Clayton Post.
J. Carroll Nash has just completed Clash by Night, a Jerry Wald, Norman Krasner production for RKO.
That was from February 4th, 1952. As I mentioned, Lee J. Carroll Nash's best-known radio role was playing a lovable Italian immigrant in the comedy series Life with Luigi. I'm Greg Bell, and moving on. Up next on Wind Radio was yours truly, Johnny Dollar, and part three of the Jolly Roger Fraud Matter. Right after this.
Radiospirits.com introduces our newest CD box set collections. Harry Nile, Wired for Murder. Suspense, Quiet Night. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, Murder Ain't Minor. And the story of Dr. Kildare, Sacred Trust. Just visit Radiospirits.com to buy these new arrivals today.
Hey, Harry, I've gotten in with the mafia, and I need you to get me out.
You want me to do what?
Get me out of this. You can fix it.
Fix it? Harry Nile versus the mob? You're dreaming.
Phil Harper stars as Harry Nile in this 17-episode Wired for Murder collection. Pour a drink, dim the lights, and follow Harry Nile where the clues are crooked, the motives are messier, and justice never comes without a price.
And now, tonight's presentation of radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.
Every ticking second of these 12 episodes of Suspense Quiet Night brings you closer to the moment when hope and dread occupy the same breath. Suspense proves again and again that terror doesn't need monsters, only people, pressure, and time.
This you can really call a fish story, and I was the live bait. So the name is Dollar, Johnny Dollar. I'm an insurance investigator.
Investigating what? Marine life?
Marine death.
Charles Russell stars as America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator in 12 exciting Murder Ain't Minor exploits from 1949. Follow his adventures in Boston, Chicago, San Francisco, and even to the South Seas, where he crosses paths with beautiful women and stone-cold killers. Buy our newest releases, find your favorite collections, or discover a new series in our library, which offers thousands of shows. Choose from thrilling detective stories, classic westerns, edge-of-your-seat mysteries, laugh-out-loud comedies, heartwarming dramas, and more. We have the perfect old-time radio collection for you. Just go to Radiospirits.com now.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Smart home devices are supposed to make things easier, better, and safer, right? Like, for example, the Tapo Smart Door Lock with keyless entry, biometrics with fingerprint unlocking, and it connects easily to your Wi-Fi. Tech expert Amber Mack has the details.
So this is a really easy to install door lock, and with the Tapo app, you can remotely manage the lock, you can monitor the entry logs, that means you can see who's using what code to come in and out, and you can set temporary codes for guests. I have a really big family, and so I love this idea when people come to visit that I am able to give them a temporary code, and it's easy, like I said, to install. There's a built-in doorbell, and there are backup keys as well.
And the Tapo Smart Door Lock works with Alexa and Google Assistant for voice-activated control. Tech it out at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Welcome back to Wind Radio Was, where it's time for part three of the Jolly Roger Fraud Matter. A yours truly Johnny Dollar storyline that played out over five consecutive weeknights back in March of 1956. In addition to lead Bob Bailey, you'll also hear Harry Bartell as Lieutenant Smith, and Don Diamond once again putting on a Latino accent. Enjoy.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
I have your call to the Corazon de Los Angeles Hospital in Tijuana, Mexico.
Good, operator.
One moment.
Hello?
Oh, this is Dr. Fernando Hernandez.
I'm Johnny Dollar, investigating the wreck of the yacht, the Jolly Roger. The only survivor reported was a cabin boy, and I understand he just died in your hospital.
Yes, but under most unusual circumstances, Senor Dollar.
That's exactly what I wanted to know.
Also, Senor, there are some things he told me earlier that I think you ought to know.
Doctor, I'm on my way down there to Tijuana to see you.
Thank you.
Tonight and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar. Location, San Diego, California. To the Universal Adjustment Bureau, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the Jolly Roger fraud. $460,000 worth of palatial yacht gone down to Davy Jones's locker. Expense account item 9, 40 cents, telephone call. To the hospital in Tijuana from a phone booth at Coast Guard headquarters here in San Diego. Because of the knack Paula Zanagian seemed to have for knowing everything I did, everyone I talked to, even on the telephone, I was afraid to let my call go through, even the Coast Guard switchboard. But before leaving for Tijuana, I checked with Jan Penny and talked briefly again with Lieutenant Smith.
You mean you think Zanagian had somebody put that cabin boy out of the way before you could talk with him, Dollar?
The doctor only said that he died under unusual circumstances. But yes, that's exactly what I think. What's more important right now is that apparently the lad told the doctor a thing or two before he died. So I'm going on down there.
You want to use my car?
Well, Zanagian seemed to know I was going to use it before. He'll probably expect me to use it now. So you better give me a rental car. Have it delivered to my hotel service entrance under your name.
Okay.
Zanagian made no bones about it when I talked to him. He's having me tailed. And he'll probably try to do the same thing to me that he did to Bert Parker, once he's sure I'm trying to block his $460,000 claim.
Dollar.
But me, I aim to stay alive. Until I can not only prove his claim of fraud, but see him sent up for murdering Parker and the lads who went down with the Jolly Roger.
Dollar, why don't you get the police in on this with you? If your life's in danger...
I want to do it alone. Hey, one more thing.
Yeah?
You're sure that Zanagian needed money? I thought from all I've ever heard that international racketeer was loaded.
According to the papers, both Holland and Switzerland locked up his bank accounts just within the last week or so. That's why he needs a pot full of cash to get over there. That's why he sank his ship so he could collect from your insurance company.
Yeah. Accident. Some mechanical failure.
Is that what he said?
Uh-huh. Something to do with the electrical system, to use his own words.
But if the cabin boy was the only survivor of the explosion, and he didn't talk to anybody...
Except this Dr. Hernandez I'm going to see.
Right, then how could Zanagian know what made his yacht burn and sink?
What's your guess? Expense account item 10, $50, deposit on rental car. On the way back to the hotel to pick it up, I kept looking for somebody that I could identify as the tail Zanagian had put on me. But if he was there, I couldn't tag him. And as I drove the few short miles from San Diego to Tijuana, I began to wonder if maybe I was just too small fry for Paula Zanagian, shipping magnet, munition maker, international spy to bother with. Nonetheless, I still kept an eye out for a familiar face, or more to the point, for a familiar car that might be following me. Midday traffic on the big broad highway was astonishingly sparse. A handful of tourist-type cars loaded with families on the way across the border for a quick look-see at Mexico. A handful of movers who were on their way to see how far and how long their American dollars would keep them in favorably exchanged Mexican pesos. Some smart Cadillacs, some of them towing outboard runabouts and filled with eager-eyed fishermen. And the usual run of trucks, big trucks and trailers. The boys who made a living behind the wheel, the best drivers on the road, wherever they were, loaded with goods for transport between states or countries or what have you. I drove fast, I drove slowly, and I still didn't see any car that might have been following me. To make sure, I took off on a gravel side road, drove a mile or more, and waited. Nobody followed me. So I finally gave up and went back to the main highway. At the border, I asked the guards where the Corazon de los Hongales hospital was, drove the car to it, parked in back, and asked the first nurse I could find, and I should have stopped right there because she was beautiful, asked her where Dr. Hernandez hung out. Hernandez spoiled a beautiful romance in the budding and led me into his office.
You're listening to Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more expense account action right after this.
Hi, this is
Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at GormanCompLaw.com.
Ready? Online marketing. Winning online.
When you search for your business on Google, where do you show up? Page 2? Page 3? Nowhere at all? Meanwhile, your competitors are getting those calls. You need Reading Online Marketing. Since 2010, Reading Online Marketing has been helping local businesses rank on Google, get found by customers, and win online. Need a website? We build it. Need digital ads that actually work? We manage them. Want to rank higher on Google and grow your social media? We handle it all. Here's the big difference. We know the Reading market. We know exactly what it takes to outrank your competition and get you found first. We'll show you where you stand and what it'll take to win. ReadingOnlineMarketing.com or call 530-378-4060 for your free evaluation.
Reading Online Marketing. Winning online.
Now let's wrap up this episode of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
Please do sit down, Senor Dollar.
Thanks, Dr. Hernandez.
I'm so glad you've come. We here at the hospital, I must confess, were somewhat concerned when the fishermen brought in the poor young cabin boy who survived the wreck of the... What was his name? Jolly Roger.
Yeah, that's right. Zanagian couldn't have picked a better one.
So?
Jolly Roger is the name of the flag that pirate ships used to fly, Skull and Crossbones. I suppose you know.
See, I know. He was a glorified pirate preying on the whole world. I'm a student of history, senor, modern as well as ancient. In his small, selfish way, I realize that Paul Zanagian has looted the whole world. A dangerous man.
You say you were worried when his cabin boy showed up.
Because there was a man who called and wished to visit him. Insisted on it.
Oh?
See, but... Of course, because of his condition, we could not permit it. The explosion of the ship had done a great deal of damage to his small body. When he was brought in here, I could see that immediate surgery was necessary to save his life.
Well, go on, Doctor.
So I operated. And as I did so, I realized that divine providence would permit me to save the life of this poor unfortunate. My operation was a success.
But you told me over the phone that he died.
We are a poor hospital, and usually we're not able to provide such things. But I appointed a special nurse to look after
him while I ordered
that man who would not give his name, but who insisted on seeing him, be kept away.
Doctor, you said...
However, 2 hours ago, the nurse left him only for a brief moment and only to inform me of the remarkable improvement he'd made.
Look,
and
Doctor...
When I entered his room, he was dead.
Look, Doctor, I'm sorry if you lost your patient, of course, but you told me over the phone that there was something unusual about his death. That's why I came down here.
He would have lived. He would have lived, Senor Zola.
Yes, I know.
Except that someone got into the room with him during the brief moment he was left alone. Got into him and killed him with race.
What is it? A netting needle?
I think so. He would have been well again, Senor, but he was killed. Murdered.
Have you told the police about this?
See, and they are what you call at a loss.
Oh, brother. How do you think I feel?
I was going to tell them what I knew about the unfortunate boy when your telephone call came. Then I decided perhaps I'd best talk to you first.
Well, just what is it you know about him?
It is what he knew about the sinking of the boat.
The Jolly Roger.
See? Thanks to adrenaline and other stimulants I administered even before we began the anesthetic for the operation that saved his life.
Only it didn't stay so long.
See? He regained consciousness long enough to talk with me. He talked a great deal.
Well? Well, Doctor, what did he tell you?
My notes. I kept very careful notes in this drawer and...
What is it, Doctor? What's the matter?
The notes I had, they're gone.
Gone?
Here. I kept them here because I knew they'd help to solve the crime of the sinking of the ship.
Well, what did this boy tell you? Notes or no notes, Doctor? You must remember something of what he told you.
Well, see, yes.
Well, what?
That he'd seen a strange device taken aboard the ship. He was young and curious, as all boys are.
Yeah.
That only the capitan of the vessel had handled it and taken it to the engine room. That he had inquired about it and been told to mind his own affairs.
What kind of a device was it? Did he tell you?
A clock, he said. Huh? A clock on a large box, like an alarm clock. It was set for 2:35.
2:35? He hold everything. That was the time the Coast Guard patrol plane saw the explosion.
I knew that.
Why, go on, Doctor.
That? Senor Dollar is old.
Well, I don't know about you, but it sounds to me like Zanagian or one of his men are both planted a time bomb in the engine room of that yacht.
See?
No. Now, wait a minute.
Yes?
If the captain knew about it... Hey, look, Doctor, the U.S. Coast Guard reported that the only survivor was this cabin boy. Now, surely the captain wouldn't have let himself get blown up.
No, he would not, except for one thing.
Yeah.
And I tell you only what I know from the cabin boy.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
This trip was a test before the ship, the yacht, was to go on a long trip. It had many new devices on it.
Uh-huh.
A large, tall mast for what you call a radar.
Yeah, yeah, go on, go on.
The captain, when they reached a point of the Coronado Island, ordered a small boat put, over the sand.
Yeah, that's right, go on.
But in doing so, the mast, the radar mast, fell down, and the capitan was struck by it. Therefore...
Doctor, now listen carefully. Tell no one you've talked to me. Tell your local police, if you like, what you learned from the cabin boy. Report it to your Coast Guard or whatever you have to do down here in Mexico. But don't, under any circumstances, let anyone know you've talked to me.
I do not understand, senor.
You wonder where your notes on the cabin boy are? Well, if you ask me, Zanagian is looking them over right now.
Impossible.
Nothing is impossible with a guy like him. Now, what I'm getting at is this. I'm a marked man, Doctor. He's after me. And he'll be after anybody who tries to help me.
Cannot believe.
Well, you'd better, if you want to stay in one piece. I'll take no chances. I don't think I was followed down here, but I may have been. If so, your life is in danger, same as mine. So please, watch your step. Until I can pin whatever it takes on Zanagian to send him up for life.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Yeah, sure it is. But outside of you and a girl named Jan Penny and... Doctor, may I use that phone of yours for a call across the border?
Well, of course. Here.
Thanks. Hello? Hello, operator. I want to call Coast Guard headquarters in San Diego, California. Lieutenant John Smith. You know something? Your Mexican operators speak as good English. Hello? Yes, thank you.
You seem alarmed, Senor Dollar. Are you
Doc,
sure?
Doc, I just hope you find no cause for alarm before this mess is over. But I say it again. Watch your step. The mere fact that you've talked with me that... Hello? Well, where can I reach him? Well, sure, I'll talk to anybody there at headquarters. Hello, I'm calling Lieutenant John... I see. Thanks.
What is it, Mr. Dollar?
Lieutenant Smith is dead.
What?
A hit-and-run accident. About an hour after I left him. Watch your step, Doctor.
See? And you too, Senor Dollar.
Now, here is our star to tell you about tomorrow's intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, some real help from two close friends. You know, close enough to kill. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone, who also wrote tonight's story. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
That was part three of the Jolly Roger fraud matter from March of 1956. We'll have the fourth installment at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. Don Diamond was not only very busy on radio, but he also did tons of television. For example, he was Corporal Reyes on Disney's Zorro, and Chief Wild Eagle's assistant Crazy Cat on F-Troop. Although an American-born son of a Russian-Jewish father, Don Diamond actually was a proficient Spanish speaker. I'll tell you why, and then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
There's no business like show, business like no, business I know.
Everything about it is appealing.
SpiritsEntertainment.com presents the very best of the Broadway musicals. 60 showstoppers from the stage and screen featuring songs from South Pacific, The King and I, Annie Get Your Gun, Guys and Dolls, Showboat, Carousel, and many more.
Accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
I'm singing in the rain.
This three CD collection of 60 original recordings from the greatest musicals showcases legendary artists including Fred Astaire, Judy Garland, Gene Kelly, Doris Day, Bing Crosby, Pat Boone, and Ethel Merman, to name just a few.
Put on a happy face, brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face.
Order Broadway musicals today at SpiritsEntertainment.com and pay just $19.98 for this three CD set of 60 songs from your favorite musicals. Plus, get a special bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code Broadway77.
Stormy weather.
Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes. Love never made a fool of you.
Go to SpiritsEntertainment.com now to get the very best of Broadway musicals today for only $19.98. Remember promo code Broadway77 to get extra savings on shipping.
Beyond the rainbow, why oh why can't I?
That's Broadway77 at SpiritsEntertainment.com. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I'm the leader of a cosmetology group for my after-school program, and I teach young girls different skills on how to do hair and how to help other people. And it's not just about hair, it's just about confidence.
Vasinda's ability to help develop other people, isn't that the critical thing? Is every business is...
If she can listen and she can take cosmetology and break it down into a listening skill, then she's on a great path.
Vasinda, how does this make you feel?
I feel good. I can actually do stuff that's going to better me.
Jeffrey, would you hire somebody like Vasinda?
Absolutely. I can tell that she's a good communicator, and the fact that she told the story about listening when it was supposed to be about cosmetology, she's into it because she cares about people.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, I mentioned that Don Diamond, often cast on radio and television in Latino roles, was the son of a Russian Jewish father, but he actually could speak Spanish. He studied the language at the University of Michigan, and he perfected it while based in New Mexico during his military service. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and please remember to visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.